Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Football.
Out of the double wing, Bloom in motion from left to right. And they'll go with an inside trap play this time. And there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35. He steps out of a tackle and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta. The first play of the second quarter puts Minden up 13-0.
Tonight, it's the home opener at Cooper Field Minden as the Whippets battle the Sandy Creek Cougars. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Back to pass again, Kissinger. He's going to float it out here for Bloom. Caught at the 35, 30, gone. Breaks the tackle, looks back at everybody. There's 21 men behind him, and that means there's nobody ahead of him. Second touchdown reception for Carson Bloom.
Minden bounced back from a week one overtime loss to the Taste of Victory last week, while Sandy Creek looks to pull off a road win tonight. It's the Cougars and Whippets coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cooper Field in Minden with sports director Doug Duda and Larry Baker right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cooper Field here in Minden for high school football on Friday night. It is week three in the NSAA calendar, the fourth Friday night. The Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker and our producer engineer Stacy Johns, have been bringing you some high school gridiron action. Last night, we traveled all the way to Omaha for what was a great Class A football game. Number one, Millard North, outlasting number six, Kearney High, 38-28. And today, we're back in C1 of the area here at a beautiful facility on an awesome night to play football as Minden will be taking on Sandy Creek. And Larry Baker joins me, Doug Duda here, and Larry on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're seeing some different matchups. I like that with the state scheduling. You know, Minden and Sandy Creek, they're not rivals in anything, and they get a chance to play some football here tonight. Both had one-point losses on opening night and different kinds of competition last week. So very interested to see what we've got going here, playoff teams from last year.
Yeah, and I think when you take a look at it, like Sandy Creek in particular, you've got a team that's lost a couple games, so they come in, you might say, a little wounded. They've also lost in kind of some tough ways, in a sense, you know, close. And what you wonder is, because your season will go one of two ways, you can get down, start to kick the can a little bit and struggle, but sometimes, especially with a good coaching staff, which Sandy Creek absolutely has a good coaching staff, it can harden you as a team. And so you've got Minden here that's 1-1 and ready to have a big home showing, thinking maybe they may be in good shape against an 0-2 team, but you have to be very, very careful because you could be letting a tiger out of a cage in that situation.
Well, and both teams lost the opening weekend because of conversions, but Minden feels that they converted their conversion against Grand Island Central Catholic and should be 2-0 this evening. Sandy Creek has had some problems in both games with everything that goes along with just getting the point after touchdown. So they're that close to being 2-0 and 1-1. Instead, you got 1-1 and 0-2. And Minden's got a heck of a football schedule still to come. They've got Adams Central and Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg in the next 3 weeks. And they'll see an old Gothenburg alum tonight, Bob Novacek, assistant coach for Sandy Creek. And we'll joke a little bit with Russ Neinmeier in the pregame about that.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's where I come when I talk about, you know, Sandy Creek having a tremendous coaching staff. You've got a lot of years of experience of working with kids on that staff. Minden as a whole, I'll tell you, you know, they're a good football team. They bring a good offense, a good defense into tonight's game. You know, so far, they've got the sixth-rated offense, at least by yardage in the state of Nebraska, the ninth-rated defense in the state, not necessarily rated by yardage. So they're top 10 in offense, top 10 in defense, pretty balanced as far as that goes. They're going to want to run the ball tonight. So really what we're going to see is that old class C1, C2 type matchup where you've got two teams that are going to want to do similar things.
Well, we're going to hear from both the coaches and remind you that we've got high school football all over the network and on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear it at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, a great D2 matchup, Kennesaw at Giltner. On ESPN 1460 and 1550, Ogallala is at Kearney Catholic. Adams Central's at Fairbury on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a break and be back to hear from the coaches, Russ Neinmeyer of Sandy Creek and Sam Dunn of Minden, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as Sandy Creek takes on Minden here on Classic Hits 98.9. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Cougars, Russ Neinmeyer. And, Coach, thanks for the time, and we're looking forward to a great Friday night football game. Two teams that have been in some battles through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, both of us have faced some good competition going in, and hopefully tonight, you know, both teams will play well and play hard, and whoever does the best will come out on top.
Well, let's get right into it. You didn't want to be 0-2, but you've played two very good football teams with some pretty good kids coming back. So what's the attitude right now from your young kids?
I think our kids are hungry. They want to get on that winning side of the ball. And tonight they know what they're going to need to do, and the game plan is set, and they have to get out and perform it. So we're ready to go.
What's been working for you the first 2 weeks? And then I guess on the other side, where have you struggled that has put you in this 0-2 hole?
Well, I think the things that we've been moving, we've been able to move the ball up and down the field a little bit. Our biggest problem has been not able to convert all the time when we're down in the goal line area. And also the kicking game has been plaguing us a little bit. We have not done a very good job on converting the extra point, and we've had two blocked punts already this year. So those are two areas that we worked on very hard this week in practice, and hopefully tonight we have them corrected.
Obviously, special teams over the last decade, we always just used to hear offense, defense, but obviously special teams become big. What are the things specifically that you've had to – is it snapping? Is it getting the ball off in time? Is it holding? What happens to be the problem?
Well, I think just concentrating on the kick and the ball has been the problem there, and then also missing a block and maybe taking too long to get the ball off in the punts have been our problems. So those are things we're going to go through. We've got some people out there that are very capable. We just need to execute and get it done.
We're talking with Coach Russ Neinmeyer, the Sandy Creek Cougars, as they get ready to take on Minden tonight. I've heard some great things about a lot of these kids. Some of these kids have been playing 4 and definitely 3 years. Andrew Kuda is a great tight end for you and great defensive end. You've got some good kids in the backfield. Looks like your line is fairly solid. Tell me about let's start with Kuda, and I've heard just a lot of great things about him.
Andrew is a very good player for us. He's played all 4 years. He has good size, got great hands. He's very smart, intelligent football-wise. He's one of our main leaders on our team, and we definitely have to have him playing up to his potential on both sides of the ball for us to be able to win. But we got other kids, too. The Grazer kid's a 1,200-yard rusher from last year's back. Tough kid, running hard. The Novacek kid. Great fullback, great linebacker, you know. We got kids back in the skill positions. We're okay. Our question mark is up front where we have to rebuild and replace some kids. But, you know, we've gained now 2 games underneath our belt, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Talk about your young quarterback and what Mitch is able to do, and take me through if he's able to put the ball in the air if you need it.
Well, yeah, he is. But, you know, his biggest threat is he's a heck of a runner, and we like to get him out on the edge and option with him. But we're going to put him in a position where he can win for us, and that maybe get him out of the pocket, let him get out there and run and have the choice of being able to throw or run with the ball tonight. And that's going to be a big key for us. Last week he did a tremendous job. I think he was right about 80% throwing the ball. So we need to get the ball in his hands and go from there.
We're talking with Russ Neinmeyer here for another minute on our pregame show, getting ready to take on Minden. What do you see from the Whippets? They kind of opened it up and had obviously such a great season last year, and they had to replace probably a lot more kids than you guys did. What are you seeing through their first two games?
Tough. Consistency. Coach Dunn's got a great job done already with those kids. They're ready to play. They know how to win. I think last year going as far as it did in the playoffs has built their confidence and expectations for themselves. We're going to see a knockdown war out there, I think. Probably going to be whoever controls the line of scrimmage with their style. That double wing offense is very confusing to who's got the ball, who doesn't get the ball, and then he breaks it and goes to the spread. So we got our hands full, and for Sandy Creek to win the game tonight, we're going to have to be playing with our A game all night long.
And you guys don't attack the run game the same way they do. How tough is it to practice to get ready for maybe the only team you'll see that does what they do?
Well, it's awful hard because they do such a good job. You know, it takes away a lot of things that we like to do defensively because you're not able to get through the holes. There's no holes there to go through. They're just pushing a wall, and they've got great team speed out there that, you know, you think you got him, you think you got him, and all of a sudden, boom, he squeaks through a hole someplace, and then he's gone. And those are things you can't have, those mental breakdowns out there on the field. So we're going to, like I say, play with that A game, play with great effort and execution, the game plan out.
And, Russ, as I kind of look up and down the lineup here, as usual in Class C or D ball, you got a lot of the kids that are playing the same way. How is the depth of this football team through just 2 weeks?
Well, you know, we're in good shape. We've got some kids that have come through. We've been playing more kids. Tonight we're going to maybe flip it around a little bit and let more kids get in there and substitute. So we're going to try to keep fresh bodies on the field so we can keep the pressure on them, you know, and I think that's going to be the key. If we can get out ahead, play with some emotion, play with some execution, play with some desire, Cougars should be okay.
And finally, anybody that goes to the ball game tonight is going to pick up that program, and they're going to look at both teams. They're going to see who the seniors are, who's got some weight up along that line. And then they're going to scan down, and right under Russ Neinmeyer, it's going to have all your assistant coaches, and you're going to have Bump Novacek there. We had his brother Jay on the Doug and Daddy show just a week ago. Talk about what he brings from his vast knowledge of football experience.
You know, he comes from a great football family, you know. His dad was a football coach. Both of the brothers played football in high school, great athletes in high school, and then his brother played in the pros. You know, I mean, knowledge-wise, a ton of knowledge. And then we let him help on that part. He helps us break down things, gets in situations, does a tremendous job for us. So hopefully, you know, we're going to take some advice with an extra eye in the sky for us looking out there, and hopefully we can get something that maybe that we're missing on the ground.
Does he still coach pole vault?
Yes. Well, he does a tremendous job there. He's a volunteer coach for us, comes in, helps us out on that.
Well, he does a great job, and you got some good assistance. And, Russ,
yep,
we're looking forward to another great game tonight. We'll let you get back to preparations, and best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for covering. We'll see you tonight.
You bet. Russ Neinmeyer, head football coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars. We'll come back and hear from Sam Dunn right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, getting ready for Minden and Sandy Creek. And we're joined now by Minden head football coach Sam Dunn. And, Coach, you guys always find a way to play an opponent that is a little bit outside of 25 miles away that's pretty intriguing. And I find that to be the case tonight in Sandy Creek. And we'll talk about them in a little bit. But you're two games in, dropped an overtime game at Grand Island, then a big win last week at Fillmore. Now you finally get to come home. Tell me the way you think your team has played through two games.
Well, you know, we were a little disappointed in the outcome up at Grand Island. Our kids played well. You know, we typically had a few more mistakes, in the first game, and that's a little bit understanding. We started a lot of guys without a whole lot of experience, and so, you know, we had some turnover bug kind of hit us and some penalties, and we certainly knew that we could play better than that. And then, second week down at Fillmore Central, I thought we came together a little better. I thought offensively we got some things done up front. We were able to control the line of scrimmage on defense, which was important.
You lost so many good kids. Where in 2 weeks have you realized, man, we did lose some good players from last year at this spot or that spot? So what's been kind of the glaring thing that you've noticed here through the two games?
Well, to be quite honest with you, Doug, you know, I could spend the rest of the interview visiting with you about the seniors that we lost. You know, they were 2-3 year starters. And to be quite honest with you, about second, third week of practice, when you're thinking, we were able to do this last year. We were able to do that. And, you know, finally dawned on me that this is a new group of kids and they have a new identity. And, we're having some great leaders emerge. And, as much as we'd love to remember last year, you know, we've got a group of kids that are forging their own history here at this school and are excited about playing football. So, they get out there and give us everything they have.
One of those things, just by looking at the stat sheet, is you're trying to get Jonas Lovin to get his feet wet there as the quarterback. Not very accurate so far, but when he does find his man Isaac Carlson, he's been getting into the end zone. So tell me a little bit about, because we joked before the season, you kind of had opened it up a little bit more last year out of that double wing or wing tee. Tell me how the passing game through 2 weeks is and where you're looking for improvement.
Yeah, to start with, Jonas, very intelligent quarterback. He sees the field well. He's getting better at making decisions, learning where to throw the ball at the varsity level as compared to JV level. He had a great JV year for us last year. And I just, you know, each game, it may not show in the stats, but just his leadership and his decision-making has improved each game. And he's going to be a whale of a quarterback for us. He's got good size. He runs real well. And he does. He has good throwing mechanics, and we'll get that completion rate up there. But we couldn't ask for a better one to step in to replace Derek Kissinger from last year. Jonas is, as I said, very, very good football mind.
Are you tweaking anything going into this home opener?
Well, we try to add a little bit each week. Keep the opponents guessing, and so we had a few things here and there, and obviously we've came up with some kids that we think are ready to step forward and do some different things for us offensively and defensively.
We can't go an interview without talking about just one of those kids we've talked about for 3 years in Paul Carlson, who's going to have to lead the way for your running backs in Ryan and Quinn, and then obviously just an outstanding linebacker who leads the team in tackles. How is he helping the other guys fill in the roles as they get new starts and their first varsity experience?
Yeah, Paul has, as you said, been starting for us for 3 years. He's his motor's running all the time. He's a great defensive player for us. He's able to find the ball, get to it, and make a nice big hit for us. And above all, he's staying healthy this year. Last year, we were kind of bit with the injury bug with him, had a concussion, and then later on twisted his ankle. But as of now, he's been healthy, and let's hope he stays healthy. He's having a great year on defense for us.
As great as the year was last year, you did have your share of injuries, and as you told us before we started the interview, pretty healthy, so that's good to know. Let's take a look a little bit at the opponent. We're talking with Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden. Sandy Creek, they're 0-2, but boy, I know they don't want to be called the best 0-2 team around, but I think they probably are.
They're a solid team. We knew going into this year that Santa Creek, they returned a lot of starters. A lot of kids played a lot of football for them. And they've developed a line in the last 2 weeks. They're an awful good football team. They run the ball well. They pass the ball well. Very tough on defense. You know, they hold Columbus Lakeview down to 32, 33 points, something like that. And Columbus, pretty good team in C1. Got a good quarterback in the Heinrichs kid. And so, you know, they're a good football team.
What is it concern when, again, you're playing a team for the first time? This is a team that has been building up here for Coach Neinmeyer over the last 4 or 5 years. Had a lot of freshmen in there, and now those kids are all seniors.
Yeah, you know, I'd say the strength that they have at the skilled position. They return their tight end, the Cuda, is a very big target for Heinrichs at quarterback. Their fullback is back from last year, Novacek, and then their tailback, who you know, just chews up the opponent's defense. He's extremely good, and as I said, they're getting stronger and stronger each week in the line.
Last minute here with Sam Dunn, head football coach at Minden. Coach, four of the next five are at home, and probably thank goodness, because you have one of the toughest schedules around. Talk about beginning this gauntlet over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, to be quite honest with you, it's been a gauntlet from the get-go there, and you know, we look over the opponents, and you know, all we can do is prepare the best we can for our opponent on Friday, and our kids will play hard, and you know, it doesn't matter whether we're at the road or at home, we're going to get ready and be prepared the best we can to take on whoever we're playing.
Last chance. Tell me a little bit about special teams, and when I'm talking special teams this time, Sam, I'm talking about extra points, because it appears that neither team has been perfect on that this year, and if it's a close game, that could be big in the fourth quarter.
Well, they've got an awful good kid that comes in and blocks, and so that blocks the PATs. It's the Heinrichs kid. He's awful quick, jumps real well. And so he's a concern of ours. You know, it's obvious that we have to make sure that we can protect the side that he's on, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to get one through the end zone.
All right, Coach, always a pleasure to be here at Cooper Field. We'll see you in a couple of weeks when you come up to Kearney Catholic, and best of luck tonight against the Cougars.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for the coverage.
It's Sam Dunn, head football coach of the Minden Whippets, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Pando.
Panko. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. The Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp. Hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch, you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
The most recommended by far. Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here at Cooper Field in Minden. Doug Duda and Larry Baker getting ready for the Minden Whippets and Sandy Creek Cougars on this Friday night. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here in just a moment. The opening coin flip, Larry, how'd that go?
The Minden Whippets won the flip, deferred to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek's going to take the ball.
Let's take a look at the injury report for tonight before we get into the starting lineups, and it will affect both football teams here this evening. We've been pretty clean so far, but our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center gets you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. First off, for Sandy Creek, they have to make some shifts on their offensive line, Larry, because Brady Shipley, who would have been their starting left guard, out with strep throat, and so they're shifting around some of their linemen, and Shipley, a 2-year starter, is going to be out of the ball game tonight. Russ Neinmeyer telling us just before the ball game down on the field that will affect the way things play out, and they're really going to miss him tonight. So that is who is out for the Sandy Creek Cougars. For Minden, Jared Sanford, but they've been without him all year. The knee injury he suffered last year, he just never has been able to recover from that. They went with a little workout in their first scrimmage, and he was not able to go. And so the senior, Jared Sanford, is out. Also, Keith Bendix, sophomore defensive lineman, is out after suffering a concussion last week. And Van Alberts is out with a knee, 165-pound sophomore. So those are the folks that will not be in the ball game tonight for a variety of reasons. And whatever the reason is for your injury, you can be fixed up and on your way to recovery with the great folks at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. We'll look at the starters right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's football game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Sandy Creek on offense, the center is number 71, 245-pound senior, Dalton Dubler. At the guards on the left side, number 73, 205-pound sophomore, Logan Searle. And the right guard, number 62, 179-pound junior, Calvin DeFries. At the tackles, the left tackle getting the start tonight in place of Shipley will be Bailey Stapleman. Number 58 is a 173-pound junior. And the right tackle tonight will be number 59, 178-pound junior, and that is Jared Brockman. At tight end, number 88, here's a kid to watch on both sides of the ball, 215-pound senior, Andrew Kuda. He is an all-state prospect for Coach Neinmeyer. At the Z position is Austin Mackey. He'll wear number 19, 148-pound senior. The split end is number 17, 165-pound senior, Scott Hild. In the backfield, the fullback, number 44, 198-pound senior, Anthony Grazer. The I-back, number 1, 160-pound senior, Dalton Kidman. And the quarterback for the Cougars, number 10, 180-pound senior, Mitch Heinrichs. The longtime coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars is Russ Neinmeyer, assisted by Jeremy Bohr, Kyle Ettinger, Lou Grazer, Bump Novacek, and Ryan Heinrichs. They are 0-2 on the season after the one-point loss to Central City and the 33-19 loss to state-rated Columbus Lakeview. Now look at the starting offensive linemen for the Minden Whippets. The lineup looks like this. Center is number 52, Colton Barton, 210-pound junior. Your guards are number 62, 195-pound senior, Sam Feist, and number 72, 190-pound junior, Alex Nielsen. The tackles are number 61, 235-pound junior, Harrison Holmes, and number 60, 270-pound junior, Mitch Muller. At tight end is number 48, 195-pound junior in Brendan Sinzel, and number 6, 165-pound senior, Landon Lemke. They line up with those three backs in the double wing or wing tee. Fullback is Paul Carlson, number 43, 180-pound senior. At running back, number 20, 180-pound junior, Quinn Rutt. And the I-back, number 14, 165-pound senior, Ryan Cremosta. Quarterback for the Whippets is number 10, 190-pound junior, Jonas Lovin. Hasn't been asked to throw the ball very much. They haven't been overly successful throwing the ball, but he's in his just third start here tonight. Minden Whippets are coached by Sam Dunn, assisted by Shannon Lovin, Don Miller, Aaron Martin, and Rick Cremosta. They are 1-1 on the season after losing in overtime at Grand Island Central Catholic and then winning at Fillmore Central 33-7 last week. So this is the home opener for Minden, and four of their next five games will be at home. In the middle, they just travel up the road to Kearney Catholic. And that is the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're just 3 minutes away from kickoff here at Cooper Field. And Larry, looking things over here, it's going to be interesting to see if Sandy Creek can get a win against another tough ball club here tonight.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, Doug, when you talk about injuries, we do Class A and Class B stuff, injuries are a big deal. But when you start getting into C1 and down, injuries are devastating because it's not a matter of Now I'm on my second string guard. Your second string guard may have been your first string tight end, fullback, running back, who knows. It starts to become somewhat of a Rubik's Cube. So injuries are a big deal. And I'll tell you this, Sandy Creek has got some pretty good-looking guys, some good-looking young guys, you know, and, you know, really good-looking bodies. Now, sometimes that experience can be somewhat of an issue. Probably a little bit overmatched here tonight. Minden's pretty fired up to have, you know, be able to be at home for the first time. So it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out.
Yeah, they got a couple of freshmen that are 190 and 200 pounds, Kendall Dixon, Jordan Dole, that could be a part of this football team. And Sandy Creek's going to get the ball first, Larry, so we'll see how those switches on the offensive line with Brady Shipley out because of illness tonight, how that affects how they set up, because they weren't obviously practicing that way, had to go through it here today. They just didn't have much practice with the new formation, new lineup.
And that really is what's tough, Doug, when you have a situation when you haven't been able to work together as a unit.
We're going to take a break as you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the kickoff after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. Broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A little bit of a breeze here blowing out of the south to north at Cooper Field in Minden, and that could affect a little bit of the first quarter. And you can already tell, Larry, the later we get into the season, and we're only in the middle of September, sun is down a little more. Last week it was going to affect the kickoff, so the week before it was over the whole field. Here tonight, it does not look like it'll probably affect the kickoff. There's just a couple of spots where the sun is getting through here on the field, and so we're ready for fall football now.
Yeah, you're seeing more long pants and long sleeves every week, and you're exactly right. It won't be long, and we'll pretty well be starting the game with the lights on. Just to kind of finish that thought, Doug, on injured offensive linemen, especially when they're young, on every offensive play, for the quarterback, the backs, on a running play, it doesn't matter. If you're running an ISO, like a 34 ISO, let's say, it's the same for you every single time you run it, no matter what. For an offensive lineman, you know, that 34 ISO, that running back, he's running to the four hole, same track, same path, getting the handoff the same place every single time. That's not the case for an offensive lineman. That front changes. How that thing gets blocked is different. It could be different. It could be four or five different ways in the same game. That communication and that cohesiveness is so important. Injuries in that spot, especially if they happen where you haven't had the chance to practice them, are magnified tenfold than maybe just your runner being out.
Well, and ready to tee it up with the wind at their back will be the Minden Whippets here as they move from right to left, south to north. As you view it along your radio dial, Sandy Creek will go from left to right. Teeing it up will be the young freshman kicker, Alex Cyprian. Cyprian, number 38. Ready to boot the ball away. Sandy Creek taking a little extra time in the huddle over there. Officials have not blown the ball ready for play yet, but Minden's been waiting for the Cougars to get onto the field. And they trot out there a little slow. I don't know what to make out of that. Larry. You're not a whole lot of enthusiasm. Maybe it's just a quiet confidence as back to receive it, Matt Beck and Anthony Grazer.
Yeah, Minden has been standing at the ball ready to kick it off now for 2 minutes.
And we are ready to go. They always go out of that bunch formation. They do boot it out of the bunch formation, but they send it out to about the 17, 18-yard line. And it'll be taken up to the 20, the 25. That's Matt Beck. Hit at the 30, and he'll be dropped there. And on the tackle, Quinn Rutt. And it's first down and 10 for Sandy Creek. So Sandy Creek knew that the kicker, Cyprian, would not be able to nail it into the end zone, and they'll have okay field position.
Yeah, starting here, that's great. Your playbook's wide open here. You're going to start about the 31-yard line. Couldn't be any better.
So first down and 10 here for Sandy Creek as we're ready to get our first offensive snap of the ball game underway. They'll officially mark the ball at the 31-yard line. So Sandy Creek at the Minden 31 to get this football game underway. They'll go with a wishbone look in the backfield, and they'll hand it to the last man through. That is the I-back, Kinnaman, and Kinnaman goes nowhere. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose two. So Minden comes with everybody expecting run on first down, and they're right.
Yeah, eight guys right there. Eight Minden Whippets all right around the ball. There were three defensive backs standing about 10 yards off. Otherwise, you had eight Minden Whippets right around the ball there.
You got to see how much Hendricks will throw the football. Mitch Hendricks will throw the football here tonight, as the only real spot on the field with Sun is where they're at right now. And nine guys in the box again. And the inside handoff. Boy, they hit Hendricks just as he handed it off. And Kinnaman had no chance. He's going to be knocked behind the line of scrimmage. Lose another yard, yard and a half. It'll be third and long.
And, Doug, it looks to me like Minden's not expecting Sandy Creek to throw the ball here at all. They've got the free safety walk down 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. So basically, they've got all 11 within 5 or 6 yards of the ball.
Exactly what Minden wanted to do here to start this football game, apply some pressure. Grazer will line up in the slot to the right side. They've actually got bubble trips in tight with Kinnaman the only man in the backfield. Hendricks long count. Fake the handoff, rolls to the right, pressure from the backside. He's going to be hit, and he is going to be throwing the ball as he's brought down incomplete. They're going to let him get away with it. He was in the grass back at the 16-yard line, and he was able to stay on his feet long enough to avoid the sack. That'll be fourth down.
And I'll tell you this, Doug. He's awfully lucky that there was a Whippet defender that showed on the front, because they had brought a blitz from the weak side, and he was blind, and he didn't know he was there. That could have been an incredible hit.
I think we saw some big pressure from Alex Nielsen coming from the far side. And now ready to punt the football away will be Andrew Kuda on fourth down and 13. Ball at the 27. Left-footed kicker. Cut it on the toe, and it didn't get much of a good bounce for him. It's going to die at about the 43-yard line of Minden. I don't think he caught that as square as wanted to. It's going to be a 30-yard punt, and Minden starts with good field position at their own 43.
So far, we're only three plays into the ballgame, but one of the things that you're seeing right away is Minden is absolutely dominating the point of attack on defense. And if that carries over here onto offense with what Minden wants to do running the ball, it may not take them very many plays to get in the end zone here, Doug.
Some of the same linemen, just a couple. They shipped in some new kids here on the defensive side of the ball as we go into that double wing, and Rutt in the right wing will go in motion, and Lovin wants to throw the ball on first down underneath to Rutt, and that's not going to do anything. That was just a little test them out play. He got back to the line of scrimmage, caught it about 2 yards behind the line, made it back to the line, so the first pass play is complete for none yards.
Yeah, he ran kind of shallow out, really, and it's interesting. As he reversed out, Lovin did that was his only option. He had a nine route straight down the field that he could have completed had he thrown that ball. But I think you're exactly right. That was a feel 'em out play.
Trying to go no huddle here, but calling the play just outside the huddle, straight back to pass Lovin. Now some pressure, and he'll have to dump it out here in the flat and just throw it away. Coming in with the pressure was Andrew Kuda, and that play never had time to develop or just wasn't there for Minden. So we haven't seen much offensively the first four snaps, five snaps from either ball club, and it'll bring up third down and 10 here for Minden.
No, and to tell you the truth, a little bit sloppy there by Minden, both those front plays. It looks to me like they can really pound them here, and here we see it. They're in a double wing here with a fullback.
Real tight formation. They give it to Rutt. He'll cut it back up over center. Has running room. Has the first down over the 50 and into Sandy Creek territory at the 45-yard line. On third and 10, they pick up 12, as obviously Sandy Creek was thinking pass and didn't set up to stop the run.
That's what it looks like to me, Doug. I think if they get in this and want to just start pushing Sandy Creek around, it looks like they're dominating the point of attack. And I think as long as they stay with that, it looked pretty tough.
They'll look into a I formation now, but with the fullback Carlson just a half a step behind his quarterback, Rutt in motion, and they'll hand it off to the I back, Cremosta. Cremosta crashes over the left guard for a minimal gain, maybe a yard to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, straight ISO. It's kind of interesting. They're running a no huddle. They're signaling the play in, but they're not keeping a pace as to the pace really isn't any different than if they were huddling.
Well, they're just trying to make sure that Sandy Creek doesn't sub in because they could quickly snap the ball if they tried to do that. And Landon Lemke will come out wide to the left, almost standing in his on his bench here. And now they'll split out to the left side, Cremosta as well. Split back shotgun here, and it's a quarterback drop for Cremosta over the right side. Follows his center to the 40, comes forward to the 36-yard line, and will be drugged down there. He simply followed his blocker. There was no explosiveness from him, but he picks up 8 yards, and it's going to be third down and one.
And the interesting thing is their X, or their wide receiver here, they've got him all the way almost to the boundary. He's outside the numbers. Most generally, you don't see him that far out. But Sandy Creek's going with him, and you can teach him. You just keep going out. As long as that defender will follow you, keep going.
Back into the double wing now with all 11 players right there on the line. Here's Rutt. They'll give him over the left side. First down, 35-30. Drags defenders to the 28-yard line, and a gain of 8 for Quinn Rutt. 2 carries, 20 yards, 2 first downs, 8:20 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless here in Minden. Sandy Creek 3 and out. Minden converted a third down and 10 with a draw play.
Yeah, and it looks to me like they're starting to get to where this is what they want to do here.
And a timeout's going to be called here by Sandy Creek to make some adjustments. So with 8:20 to go here in the first quarter, we're scoreless, and it is first and 10 for Minden at the 33-yard line of Sandy Creek when we come back.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Kennesaw strikes first to take a 7-0 lead over Giltner on the opening drive on the Breeze 94.5. Here, Minden, their opening drive. Out of that double wing, they try it off right tackle with Cremosta, and he picks up enough yardage to get him to the 24-yard line on first and 10. That's going to be a gain of about 4, second down and 6.
Doug, I expect to see this be what Minden's offense is kind of the rest of the night. This drive started with some spread stuff, throw it, type thing, but I think this is A, who they really want to be, and B, again, I'll come back to it, they're just dominating a point of attack where I think this is where their most success is going to come.
Out of that double wing, again in motion, Cremosta, they'll roll out, want to throw, Rutt down the football field, they'll throw it out to him in the flat, he's got it at the 11 and is tackled out of bounds at around the 7-yard line, first and goal, Minden. And they're giving Lovin time to throw the ball because it takes a little while for that play to develop.
Yeah, that's a nice job. They're just running two guys across the field there. You've got the underneath receivers running somewhat of a drag, and you're running a corner on top of that. So the linebacker goes in the free safety. You're across. He's facing underneath of him.
First and goal at the 7. Pitch play to Rutt. He's looking for some running room, and this time he doesn't have any. Logan Searle is there to bring him down for a gain of about a half a yard. Moves it inside the 7-yard line. We'll call him the 6, second and goal at the 6.
Yep, it's just slobber knocker ball now, really. I mean, they've the muddle huddle.
Second down and goal, and Lovin will pitch it to Rutt off the right side. He finds himself to the 5, to the 4, and that's where they'll drag him down there. On the tackle is Matt Beck, a modest gain of 2 for Quinn Rutt. And this is what Minden has done for years under Sam Dunn. They actually opened it up
last year because they had so much talent that they could use it, and obviously it got them to the state semifinals. Third and goal inside the five here on the north, headed towards the north end zone. A little extra time looking at the sideline. Minden trying to get the play called here out of that tight double wing. Lovin, inside handoff to Cremosta from left to right, goes for the right pylon and doesn't get there. It's going to be fourth and goal for the two. Smothered out there by a couple of the Cougars. Again, that's Beck. And good job by Matt Beck. And now let's see what Minden decides to do. Obviously, they want to go for it, but it's decision time, and we might see a timeout. They're headed out there. The call's being made. They're going to go for it after a gain of two by Cremosta. Fourth and goal at the two. Big chance here for Sandy Creek to stop them. On fourth down, Rutt in a little stutter motion. Toss sweep to him. Left side gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Minden. He got hit right in front of the goal line and spun in for the six.
Yeah, Rutt did a great job there. He spun, but he just kept his feet moving. Got stuck his head down and just kept his feet moving and wasn't going to be denied there getting into the end zone. Tremendous job.
It's the same formation, and so many different plays can be run out of it. Motion, inside handoff, fullback trap, roll the quarterback out, and now Cipriani to attempt the extra point, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. 5:51 to go in the first quarter. Minden 7 and Sandy Creek nothing. Friday Night Football on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns here at Cooper Field. Sandy Creek went three and out. Minden scores on fourth and goal. They lead it 7-0. And Cipriani to boot the ball away. And it'll be back at the 7-yard line. And they go with a little reverse on the play. 10, 15, 20, and getting tripped up at the 23-yard line. And making the tackle is Chase Shelton. As they knock down the return man for Sandy Creek, it will have first down and 10.
Yeah, that was actually a great tackle by Shelton there. There had been quite a hole that had opened up and just didn't have enough speed to get it up in there.
Alliance takes a 14-0 lead over Holdred at halftime. Scotts Bluff leads Hastings 7-0 in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic has made it 7-0 over Ogallala in the first quarter. Ord leads St. Paul 6-0 in the first quarter. Sutton 14, Malcolm nothing in the first quarter. And Giltner 8, Kennesaw 7 in the first quarter of a play. And we're going to have illegal motion here on Sandy Creek.
Yeah, everybody but the center, Doug. It's the worst feeling in the world. I was the center. It's terrible.
So the first penalty of the ball game, make it first and 15. And obviously Sandy Creek had -2, -1 incomplete pass on their first three plays. So they're going the wrong way right now. Trailing 7-0. They've got to find a way to get some offense going here. Find out what Minden is doing and counter it. Now they go out of the I formation. Basic pro set here. Faking the blitz and bringing it. They'll go on a fullback dive, and there is absolutely nowhere to go for Anthony Grazer. He didn't even get his feet started while they were wrapping him up.
Tremendous push there by the Minden defensive line, and it was all four of them. They tried to run a trap there, and the trapper got caught. There was too much penetration by the D-line there, and the trapper couldn't get to his man.
No gain on the play. It'll stay second down and 15. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got all kinds of college football on our network of stations. Huskers and Arkansas State. All the Breeze 94.5 pregame at 6, kickoff at 11 a.m. Alabama, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Michigan State on ESPN tomorrow, 1460, 1550. Same set I formation. Split out wide left and short right. Run the option to the wide right side of the field. Heinrichs keeps the ball, dropped behind the line of scrimmage. There's just no forward movement right now by the Cougars.
And right there, Doug, one of the things that you saw is he's heading down the line of scrimmage. You saw him bubble that back just a little bit and then head up. When you're running the option, you want that plane to be straight to the line of scrimmage. Or moving upfield just a little bit. You do not want to go downfield. And there, again, with the penetration from the whip of defense, he had to actually take that as he was heading to the sideline, a yard into the backfield. You have no chance on an option when you do that.
Third down and 17 now after a loss of two on the play. The fullback Razor comes out, lone setback, and back to pass. Heinrichs has some time, now rolls to his left. He's going to have to run with the football and get what he can across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. He's going to pick up about five, but it's fourth down and 12.
I tell you, Doug, it's one of the things we're seeing is we're talking about the point of attack. Not a lot of speed on this Sandy Creek team. None of the receivers there were able to really get any separation. And, the offensive line actually did a pretty good job giving him some time, but there was just no separation by the receivers there whatsoever.
So Cuda will have to punt it away again. A 30-yarder last time gave Minden pretty good field position at their 43, which they cashed in for the touchdown. Good snap this time, and Cuda kicks an end-over-end kick. That'll be taken at the 44-yard line and fumbled. Cremosta able to get back on it, though, at the 47.
You know, that was lucky there. It was really a pretty good punt. You know, now you've got, if you're Sandy Creek, seen it this offense once. Now you've got to come out just against this offense. It's not going to be fancy if they stay in those same sets. You just have to make a play. Be gap sound, get a good fit, get in the gap you're supposed to be in, each and every guy.
Saw a lot of this last night with Millard North. It was just a different type of offense, but kind of the same guy kept it every time. Spread the field now with three wides for Minden. First and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Quarterback draw for 11, and Sandy Creek is ready. They swallow him up right in the middle of the field. Got maybe two out to the 48-yard line. Good job there by the defensive lineman led by big number 73, Logan Searle.
Yeah, that was a great job there by the Sandy Creek defensive line. Minden went with a 2x2 or like a mirror set with four wide and just ran a quarterback ISO there. And Sandy Creek's defensive line did a nice job.
Second down and 8, stay with the same formation. Go four wide now. Twins right and left out of the shotgun, 4-11. And back to pass, wants to throw it deep down the field. It is complete at the 35, breaking a tackle at the 30. Drugged down at the 28-yard line is Isaac Carlson.
Had receivers on both sides of the field there open, Doug. Did a nice job, took it out of the shotgun, took his two-step drop, kept the ball high. Beautiful throw, beautiful catch.
Well, he's had some success with Isaac Carlson. He has all the touchdown receptions this year for Minden. I believe if I had that right, maybe he's got all three of the touchdowns from Jonas Lovin. It's first down and 10 now at the 28-yard line of Sandy Creek, already leading it 7-0. Inside handoff out of that double wing. They go to Ryan Cremosta, and there's Grazer to come through, and Anthony trips him up behind the line of scrimmage, and they'll lose a yard. So good defensive penetration that time by Sandy Creek.
Yeah, Minden's tried to get outside here a couple of times on Sandy Creek's defense and hasn't had any luck. You know, they hit the big pass here, and on the last drive, it seemed to be more in the A and B gaps. They haven't been able to get outside yet.
2:10, first quarter, Minden 7, Sandy Creek nothing. Second down and 11 at the Sandy Creek 29-yard line for the Whippets. Rutt, they'll toss it with him in motion to the left side. He's trying to find a little bit of a hole, and when you got 16 guys there, you're just trying to find the guy with the ball, and he makes three to the 26. It'll be third down and 8.
Yeah, it's just a mass of humanity. You know, the offensive linemen are foot to foot, and they're just pitching it and trying to find a little bit of a hole. But it's exactly what you said. It's the exact same formation we saw at Millard North last night. The only Millard North is running all veer game and option game and no toss and power game out of it.
It's a hard game to call sometimes on the radio because there's five guys off the pile making the tackle. Lovin' play fake, wants to throw. They've got him covered, and they are going to stack him back at the 38-yard line. Takes him out of any field goal potential here. Mitch Heinrichs drops him for the big loss. They were ready for it.
Yeah, they swung the back out of the backfield there, and he was open initially, but they were looking downfield, and there was nothing doing downfield there.
It'll be fourth and 17. The sack, the first of the ball game, a loss of 9. Now you're in that what-do-you-do zone. You're at the 35. You could go for it, but it's fourth and 17, so they're going to line up to try and
punt it and pin Sandy Creek deep. Back there to return it, Dalton Kinnaman. There's the snap and punting the ball towards Kinnaman. He'll let it go over his head, and it bounces into the end zone. Instead of bouncing right and going out of bounds inside the five, it bounced left and went into the end zone. So a 35-yard punt results in a touchback and a 15-yard net results. Sandy Creek will get it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Minden.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel.
6-4-6-0-5-0-6. Just text us the score, like Minden 7, Sandy Creek nothing. End of the first. And we'll let everybody know what game you're at. Share it with our listeners. Again, that number to text them to is 308-646-0506. Leave it in your cell phone. Out of the I formation, they got out of that bunch or wishbone look, and they'll hand it off here to Kinnaman, and he just lowers his shoulder. There's absolutely nothing there. The defensive line of Minden is dominated. Negative yardage on the ground, and Dalton just gets back to the line of scrimmage. 3 carries, -3 yards for him. Exactly 0 rushing yards on 6 carries. And the 5 positive yards they got on the rush is when Mitch Heinrich scrambled on a 3rd and long.
Yeah, Minden's defense is doing a great job as a unit right here. They're getting great fits. They're getting into the gap they're supposed to be in, not overrunning anything, and that's exactly what you have to do. North Platte St. Pat's tonight's playing Ravenna, and with 2 minutes left in the first quarter, that's North Platte St. Pat's 7-0.
Sandy Creek doesn't have to run another play, and the first quarter comes to an end here at Cooper Field. Minden 7, Sandy Creek nothing. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at Cooper Field of Minden. Was a big thank you to the new athletic director, Phil Hoyt, who we've both known for a long time, but he's popped around a variety of places since we've known him. He's the new athletic director here, of course, to all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football. Minden and Sandy Creek, second quarter starts with the Cougars trailing 7-0 here at Minden.
Yeah, this will be interesting, Doug, starting second quarter. I think if you're Sandy Creek, you're happy. The score is 7-0. Really, you have not threatened on offense. I don't know that they've been outside the 30, their own 30 on offense yet. To have it only be 7-0, that has to be somewhat of a victory for you. Now you just need to get it started.
Second down and 10 for the Cougars at their own 20-yard line. Quarterback Heinrichs will turn, fake the handoff, wants to throw. He's got a rush, has to step up and run for it, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, lost the ball forward, but Sandy Creek does cover it. He just hasn't had much time to set up when he does want to throw the football. And covering the fumble was Bailey Stapleman, who got the start tonight in place of the sick Brady Shipley. And they actually fumbled it forward for a gain of 3, so it'll be 3rd and 7.
Boy, I tell you, Doug, that's tough. I mean, he's running for his life. He was bouncing off people back there. That's tough when you have absolutely no time, and it makes it really tough as a play caller.
Bailey Stapleman covers the fumble, keeps him in offensive zone here with Scott Hild in motion. Fake the handoff, pressure from the backside, rolling out, dumping it off. It is complete across the 30 to the 33 to the big tight end, Andrew Kuda. And that is the first down of the ball game for Sandy Creek.
Boy, Doug, and I'm telling you, he needs to go give one of those. I didn't catch the number of the offensive lineman there for Sandy Creek that saved his life, because number 14, Ryan Cremosta, was again blitzing off the backside. Nobody had picked him up, and he was going to absolutely powder that young quarterback.
Let's
Well, Heinrichs gets his first completion of the ball game, and it will move the chains here for Sandy Creek, who would love to keep that clock going, ground it out with here with a long drive, and there was motion. All the flags come out, and Sandy Creek having trouble moving the ball, can't afford to have to go more than 10 yards for a first down, and they'll have to go 15 for the second time here tonight, only the second penalty of the football game.
And in Ravenna, they've just ended the first quarter, Doug. North Platte St. Pat's 14, Ravenna 0. So you want to keep that fairly close if you're Ravenna. You know, I mean, again, they're playing another top-rated team for the second week in a row, but they are at home. Ravenna usually does play pretty well at home.
At the Valentino scoreline, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, Scott's Bluff leads Hastings 14-0 in the first. Northwest League's Lexington 7-0 in the first. We'll give you some more in a minute. Adams Central 14-0 Fairbury in the first. First and 15 now for the Cougars. I formation. They give it to the I back, but this time that is not Dalton Kinneman. Let's find out who did carry the ball. They lined up Grazer as the I back that time. Normally the fullback lined him up as the deep back, and he's able to bring it across the 30 to the 31 for a minimal gain. Good for two. It'll be second and 13.
I actually liked the way he looked running the ball there, though. He ran behind his pads, delivered the blow instead of taking the blow.
Now they go with the full house backfield. Kuda is the up back. And then you have got Grazer and Kinneman right behind him in the wishbone look. Second down and 13. And they'll hand it off over the right side. There's some running room for Grazer. 30, 35, 40, 45. And finally drug down deep in the secondary by Paul Carlson at the 47-yard line. Biggest gain of the night, 47 or 17 yards, taking out the 47-yard line.
Thing is, Doug, there a little cross-buck action there where they used the fullback to kick out the play-side defensive end, and they got the guard or the three-tech there reached. And when you reach that three-tech, kick out that DN, there's going to be a gaping hole there.
Paul Carlson, the leading tackler through the first 2 weeks, makes the saving tackle. First and 10 at their own 47. Wishbone look. Grazer again spins out of a tackle. Gets into midfield territory for the first time at the 48-yard line. 4.5, 5 tough yards that time for the senior fullback, Anthony Grazer.
And Harrison Holmes, number 61, did a tremendous job there for Minden. Again, Minden's getting a lot of push up field. And there he was able to get his arms around the ball carrier and get him rerouted.
So the first down leads to another and maybe another. Let's see if Sandy Creek can continue this drive. Minden's up 7-0. Some defensive shifting here from the Whippets. Now out of the I formation. Grazer deep back. They hand it to him. Over left tackle for two to the 46-yard line.
This is a really good job, Doug. They're on schedule here. They're starting to control the point of attack a little bit better and really haven't changed anything. They're base blocking everything, pretty much getting that double at the point of attack and just blocking down and kicking out. And those two inside interior linemen for Minden need to just play off that reach block a little better. And those initial drives here by Sandy Creek, they weren't getting reached, and now they are.
Cougars a little late breaking the huddle here as they get up over the line of scrimmage. And the play clock close to 5 seconds, but they'll get the playoff, and they'll hand it off to the fullback. And again, it's Grazer, and he is going to be just short of the first down. It looks like inside the 45 to about the 43, needs to get to the 43. This will bring up 4 inches, maybe close enough that they'll measure it.
I think there's a chance they'll measure it, but it's short. Nope, he's just flat saying you're short.
And Sandy Creek needs to make a decision. A couple of scores for you. Centura 8, Superior 3 in the first. Franklin 12, Wilcox, Hildreth 8, Giltner 16, Kennesaw 7 in the first quarter. And I think right there, Russ Neinmeyer asked for a measurement. Not only does it give you a little extra time to decide what you want to do offensively, but Russ wants to know, Coach Neinmeyer wants to know, is it a full yard or is it just the nose of the football?
They're not going to let him measure it.
Well, you asked for a measurement. You're supposed to be granted a measurement.
The white hat has his choice. He can tell you no.
Well, you know it's not a but first down.
By courtesy, most generally, they do it.
All right, they're lining up to go for it. Fourth of the yard, hard count. The center didn't snap it. The ball's fumbled, and Minden will take over.
Actually, there, Doug, the center snapped it. Nobody else moved.
Center, yeah, exactly. The center snapped it. It looked like they were trying to draw him off sides with a hard count, and the center's the one that snapped the ball. And so Minden will take over, first and 10 at their own 45.
Doug, that's a backbreaker in a sense, because you were moving the ball if you're Sandy Creek. You had it going there. You're probably going to get that first down, and you had a great drive, your best drive of the night going, and you were starting to feel better about yourself, and now you just turn it over on just a undisciplined mistake.
And those are the things that you don't want to see happen, and Minden will take over, leading at 7-0 with 7:22 to go here in the first half on Classic Hits. And out of the shotgun with two backs to cover, they're going to throw deep, looking for Carlson. Good catch, 30, 25, pushed out of bounds at the 23-yard line by Matt Beck. So you look in the backfield, you look in the backfield, you look in the backfield. And 11 with a very beautiful ball to Isaac Carlson, his favorite receiver.
Yeah, number 19 for Sandy Creek, Austin Knock. He's playing free safety. They're just playing a base cover three there. He has to have the deep third. He's help over the top. That was a single deep receiver route. His corner's playing that correct. He thinks he's got help over the top, and they're getting none. Minden probably will come right back to that where that safety's not rotating over the top.
That is a 32-yard gain for the Whippets. It'll be first and 10 at the Cougar 23-yard line. And basically, Sandy Creek has been just going man-to-man out there on the wideouts, because they have to stay home, as you said, on the run game. And they're trying to get the ball spotted here. In fact, the white hat was over on the Sandy Creek sideline again, getting something cleared out.
He gave a sideline warning to Sandy Creek there, Doug.
All right, first and 10 now for Minden. Unbalanced eye with Cremose to the deep man. And they'll fake the toss sweep. Want to throw to Carlson again. He's covered over the middle. Wide open is run into the end zone. Touchdown. Great job by Jonas Lovin to look down his first receiver who was covered, come to his second receiver who was standing on the goal line smack dab in the middle of the field, and two plays after the bobbled snap on fourth down, Minden's up 13-0.
Doug, beautifully designed there. What they did is instead of taking and running Carlson vertical again, they ran him right into the free safety, made the free safety commit to him. They were running a nine route on the other side, and they ran that hook right where the free safety is supposed to be. Very well-designed play.
And the extra point by Cyprian is up, and it is good. 7-11 to go in the first half. It's now Minden 14, Sandy Creek nothing. Friday Night Football continues after this on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
14-0, Minden ready to boot it off now into the wind, which has died down a little bit since kickoff. We're about 10 to maybe 6 or 7. And Cyprian, a very short pooch kick taken by the up man at the 27, 30, 35, and up to the 39-yard line. Helmet comes flying off as the up man, Carson Novacek, was the one carrying the football.
And R.J. Watson just came in and smacked him.
Now, again, that's one of those plays, if Novacek was playing on offense, he'd have to go set out of play because the helmet did get popped up. But the best starting field position for Sandy Creek at their own 39-yard line. Trailing 14-0, they finally had a drive on the last series, but a little confusion on what they wanted to do on fourth and a half a yard, and they did not execute it. So let's see if they can keep the offense moving here. Now trailing 14-0. Out of the I formation. Heinrich, straight drop back to pass, five-step drop, floats it out here. It is complete to his split end, breaks a tackle, 50, right sideline, 40, 30, 20, and he'll be drunk down from behind by Carlson inside the red zone. Big, big play for the Cougars to the 21-yard line.
Simple speed out is all it was. missed tackle. Good thing Isaac Carlson's got some wheels, or that would have been six.
That's Austin Nacky that hauled it in. If I failed to mention that, they'll mark it between the 21 and the 22. We'll call it a 41-yard completion, which basically equaled all the offense they'd had up to that point. First down and 10 at the 21-yard line of the Whippets. Deepest penetration for the Cougars so far tonight. Trip bunch to the right side. Coup to the lone man to the left side. They roll option to the short side, and Heinrichs will keep it. Crosses the 20, leans forward to about the 16-yard line.
Doug, Sandy Creek's got a little bit of flow here to their offense, both throwing the ball and on the ground. They've got Minden guessing here a little bit. Minden's not able to come as free with the blitzes that they were earlier, or if they are, they're not getting there. Minden's got a little bit of flow here. As a play caller, that makes your life a lot easier.
They'll call the knee down just outside the 17, a gain of four. Second and six for Sandy Creek. Minden leading 14 to nothing with 6:20 and counting here in the first half. Trips to the left side, Kuda to the right. Option, here comes the coverage on the quarterback, has to hit the pitch man, Kinnaman, makes a bad miss, 15, 10, and he's drugged down by Carlson inside the 10 at the 9, but it's enough for a first down, a gain of 8 for Dalton Kinnaman. First and goal for the Cougars, and I keep waiting if they're going to go one-on-one with big Andrew Kuda over there. They don't list the height, but he's got to be 6'3", if not taller, and you'd have to think somewhere along the way you're going to see a jump ball to that young man, but they are moving the ball. They've got the first down. It's first and goal.
Yep, first goal just inside the 10.
They'll send wide to the right side. Nacky line up in the I formation and put Hild on the left side. Heinrichs the quarterback. Long count this time. Back to pass again. Has all day to throw. Throws it into the end zone for the touchdown. And there he is, Mr. Kuda, Andrew Kuda, the 9-yard touchdown reception. So after a little bobble on the last series, right down the football field here for Sandy Creek. A nice 61-yard drive that didn't take hardly any time at all. A minute and 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and you called it. It was time to go to him in the end zone, and they did. Look at this formation. They're going to go swinging gate here.
And now they come back and line up for the kick, but this has been a problem for Sandy Creek converting the kicks. Dalton Kinnaman is the extra point man. Good snap, good hold, straight on kick is away, looks beautiful, and it is. Coach Neidmeyer told me, he goes, he's been looking great in practice, but he just gets a little nervous out there in the game. Here, no nerves, it's right down the middle.
And do you see that Coach Neidmeyer celebrating with the kicker right there? He was giving him a low five and holding his hands in the air. He knows what a struggle that's been for him. He's happy for him to have done it now on a Friday night.
Timeout on the field, Minden 14, Sandy Creek 7. 5:47 to go in the first half. We'll kick it off after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, it keeps the ball game going here before halftime. Sandy Creek gets on the board trailing 14-7, but each team looked pretty good the last two times they had the ball, Larry.
Yeah, this doesn't look anything like the first few minutes that this game was going now. I mean, you've got a situation where offensively both of them look pretty good, and defensively both of them having a lot of struggles.
Of a minute and 24 seconds, and the first Sandy Creek kickoff of the night, pretty good one. It drives them all the way back to the 1-yard line, and Cremosta up the middle of the field, 10, 15, lot of room, 20, 25, outside, 30, 35, 40, cuts back, and is brought down just short of midfield by Andrew Kuda.
Doug, that would have been as long as you could possibly be, because as I was watching it, I thought they were going to call it a touchback. It looked like his foot was on the yellow line, so there wasn't two blades of grass in between. That was going to be a 100-yarder, it looked like.
Yeah, he had to retreat about 15 yards, and his momentum almost carried him into the end zone. But still, Minden gets great field position here after the Sandy Creek touchdown, returned it all the way out to the 47-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for the Whippets. They have all three of their timeouts remaining, plenty of time with 5:38 to go here in the first half. While we've got an equipment problem, let's look at a couple of scores for you here on the Valentino's hotline. And and now they're ready to go. So pitch play to the right side. Cremosta cuts it back up inside, finds his way to midfield and into Sandy Creek territory at the 48-yard line. Going to get about half of what he needs. Five-yard gain by Cremosta. Rutt with 27 yards in the first quarter on the ground. Cremosta 7, Lovin with 1 yard because he did have a sack. Norfolk 14, Grand Island nothing in the second quarter. In the fourth, Alliance 28, Holdridge nothing. Still in the first, Scottsbluff leads Hastings 21-0. Northwest leads Lexington 14-3 in the first. Second and five, a little motion from Cremosta, and he gets up into the backfield and maybe got a yard and in on the tackle. There's Novacek.
Yeah, he's an awful good football player, Doug. Novacek is. He showed a lot of speed there. Great tackle.
Aurora 7, Sydney nothing. First quarter. Kearney Catholic 21, Ogallala nothing in the second. Ord 13, St. Paul nothing in the second. Adams Central leads Fairbury 21-0 in the second. Here it's third down and four for the Whippets. This time Rutt in motion. Back up over the center, and he is going to have the first down inside the 45 to the 43. Boy, you just don't see that kind of offense where guys want to cut it right back up in the middle, but there is a penalty flag on the field. And this could be our first penalty of the ball game against Minden.
Yeah, it's going to go against Minden. The Minden boys aren't very happy about it. Paul Carlson in particular is a little upset about it, and the official kind of stared him down there. He must have said something.
Larry, talk about what Minden is doing, because they send the man, we call it in motion, but it's basically just walking out of your wing position left, right, and he gets the ball quite a bit, but instead of continuing the motion to the outside, they've been cutting it up inside the tackles almost every time.
And that's exactly where it's supposed to go. It's just a straight power play. It's not a sweep at all. As a defense, the point is to make you think sweep, but that is a power play right in the A and B gap. This is just the old double wing, no option game.
Blue Hill 6, St. Cecilia nothing in the second quarter. Lovin to pass. Has pressure in the backfield. Now scrambles. They can't catch him. He's going to run to the 40, the 45, to the 50 left sideline, and he's going to be hit right near the sideline, but no flag. They say they hit him cleanly at the 45-yard line, and he had a man downfield. He just didn't have time to throw it, Larry.
No, and that was Novacek that hit him on the sidelines, and, I mean, he crushed him. There's no question they were in bounds, but that was a big, big hit.
That is a 15-yard run by Lovin, but it was third and 17, so it makes it fourth and two at the Sandy Creek 45-yard line. And, of course, it happened in front of the Sandy Creek bench all the way on the other side of the field, so the Minden coach is trying to grab the ear of the official, and the official's going, what do you want me to do about it? I'm over here with you.
Right.
Timeout's going to be called here by Minden to discuss what they want to do. It'll be there. First time out, 4:09 to go in the first half. Minden 14, Sandy Creek 7, and we're back after this.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, the Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, slow serve pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe and supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Minden is lining up to go for it here. Fourth and one at the Sandy Creek 45. The Cougars have to make sure they don't jump off sides, but if Minden snaps it, they're all right there at the line of scrimmage in that double wing. Lovin sets it down on fourth and one. Long count. Quarterback sneaks straight ahead, and it looks like he's got it following his right guard to the 43-yard line, and Minden will maintain possession.
Yeah, we've just seen that kind of push out of Minden all night, Doug, and that Minden offensive line. Just a great job, and they're getting that double wing, and like you said, they set him in motion and they pitch it to him. What he's looking for, I mean, those splits are nearly foot-to-foot, and they're just chopping and trying to get upfield as best they can, and he's looking for a lane to cut the thing back is what the back's doing. Now they're getting a little more of a pro look.
Yep, Carlson and Lemke are split out wide. Give credit to Lovin for getting 15 yards on 3rd and 17 that gave him a chance to go for the quarterback sneak, 4th and 1. Lovin acts like he's changing the play at the line of scrimmage here. 5 seconds till they snap till the play clock runs out, and it's going to be a run pitch or a run pass option, and it's incomplete to Lemke. That just looked weird the whole way, Larry. Lemke should have caught the ball. He had it at the 38-yard line on a short pass, but it was an option with Lemke just 5 yards down the field, and Sandy Creek had it covered pretty well.
I think, Doug, one of the things I think out of this twin set we're seeing, it wouldn't surprise me here at some point to see Minden go to some sort of switch route scheme, like a wheel or a tracer route. What you've got is you've got that free safety walked all the way up. He'll give absolutely no help, and if they run the outside receiver on a slant, the inside receiver on a speed out up, like what would be a traditional wheel, I don't think there'll be anybody home on the up.
Same play they had the touchdown pass on before as Cremosta starts in motion. Inside handoff is a fake, so they'll throw it down the field. It's complete to Lemke over the defensive back. 30, 25. He actually gets tackled by his own man, Carlson, at the 20-yard line. They were standing next to each other on the pass play, and then Carlson tried to go block for him, but it's enough for a 23-yard gain to the 20.
Carlson did a great job there. He got into the open space, the open void in that zone, and just sat down and let the waggle action come to him.
Landon Lemke, a first down reception. Carlson knocked a whole bunch of people down.
Yeah,
I think he does that in the hallways, too, during school. He can knock a lot of people out of the way. He's the fullback. Here's the handoff to Cremosta. He tries to follow his blockers and takes it outside a little more, and he's tackled by Kinnaman after a short gain to the 17, a gain of 3.
And there's still 3 minutes left here. I mean, Minden isn't, nor should they be, in any hurry here whatsoever, and still no huddling. The pace isn't high enough to even, I mean, Sandy Creek subbing there. They just subbed the guys in and out even without a huddle by Minden. So the pace is not high.
Cremosta starts in motion. Lovin drops back to pass. Rose to the right, the short side of the field, and the pass is caught, but Rutt is out of bounds.
They were lucky that
well
that
covered by Kinnaman. I think if Kinnaman caught it, he was coming down out of bounds too, and Rutt was right behind him and did make the catch out of bounds. That'll be an interesting one to see on film because he might have got the foot down in bounds with all his momentum leading out of bounds. He might have got the toe down, but no way you can call that a completion. And it's 3rd and 7. This is big for Sandy Creek because Minden gets the ball to start the second
half.
Exactly
right.
So you don't want to fall behind 21-7 with no time to answer and kick off to start the third quarter. 3rd and 7 at the 17. Pitch play, then back on the inside, handoff to Rutt, and he is thrown down to the backfield. Great pursuit for Sandy Creek, and making the tackle from his safety position is Mitch Hendricks.
Doug, this is the spot here. Now that it looks like maybe they're going to pump the ball, but if you get back in that twin set to the near side here, which would be the wide side of the field, I don't think Sandy Creek can cover that route with the way they're playing it.
A 5-yard loss, and it would be a 34-yard field goal. And let's see if that is what they're going to do. Yep, on the left hash, here comes Alexis Cyprian. And the holder is loving the quarterback. He's fumbled the snap. And now the fire drill is on. Lovin just wants to throw it up for grabs. Lemke's got it. 20, and he's tripped up from behind.
Oh, oh.
Dalton Kinnaman makes a great save because Lemke may have been able to win the angle to the corner of the end zone, but the field goal snap goes through his hands, and Sandy Creek will get it at the 20.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Doug. We do see that a lot, okay, the drop snap. What you don't see a lot is the fire drill produce yards, and that just about produced a touchdown.
So, Sandy Creek avoids giving up some points there with a little help and then making a nice play after the fact. And Jonas Lovett is over here, as they always do, looking at their hands.
Yeah.
How could you fail me? First down and 10, so Minden had the early momentum. Now Sandy Creek has kind of controlled the last 8 minutes. Wishbone set at the 20-yard line. And Hendricks hands it to his fullback, and he has nowhere to go. Grazer to the line of scrimmage, and on the tackle is Alex Nielsen, among others. Also there is Sam Feist.
Yeah, Sandy Creek here, 1:34 left. Obviously, at least at this point, isn't in a big hurry. They're sending the play in nice and slow. ran the ball there, they may be happy going to the shed here 14-7.
Don't forget at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down the first half stats, highlights from the game. We'll also look at scores from around the area. Text us your score, 308-646-0506. Now they go with that trip bunch to the right side, pitch play to the right. Grazer trying to sprint to the outside, being pursued by Feist, and then Rutt will shove him down just short of the 30-yard line. They're going to say that he got out of bounds, but he's also going to be short of the first down. It'll be third down and a long yard.
Ah, that's a tough one. You're not sure if you're happy he got out of bounds or sad that he got out of bounds because it's third down, and Minden would love to make you punt the ball here.
Stop the clock with 59 seconds to go. Sandy Creek, though, lately has been able to show that they can pick up the yard. Unless they go just straight fullback dive, which hasn't worked too well.
But you see how slow this is coming in. It's just now coming in. Heck, Doug, we're a minute away from somebody playing for $30,000 in a punt, pass, and kick at halftime.
You didn't register, did you?
They didn't allow it. The athletic prowess disqualified me.
I formation. Here comes the whole defense. They are going to throw it. Heinrich's going for it all one-on-one down the right side of the field, trying to locate it. It's incomplete at the 40-yard line of Minden, looking for Naki. Again, that time of the night where you're looking back over your shoulder, just can't find it. We were talking, you know, third and one, good chance to try and go for the bomb, and that's exactly what Coach Neidmeyer elected to do.
You know, Doug, and in this spot, truthfully, this is where a lot of times as a defense, you'll come after them. A lot of times you don't try to block a punt, you know, maybe deep down here because you don't want to give them a first down running into the kicker or something like that. This is a spot where you can pin your ears back and go after them and try to get it blocked, because if you were to run into him and you gave him a first down, there's still just a minute left in the half.
Kudu's two punts have been 30 and 33, so if he does that again, it's still going to be really good field position for Minden. And the snap. Kick is away. This is pretty high and not all that deep, and it's going to go out of bounds. Doesn't even get to midfield. That was more of a shank than I thought, to the 44-yard line. That's only a 16-yard punt. And so an opportunity here for Minden to put some points on the board, maybe get that field goal team out there and give them one more chance. 47 seconds to go in the first half. Minden ball, first and 10 at the Sandy Creek 43. They've got two timeouts. It's 14-7 Minden leading the Cougars here at Cooper Field. And Lovin has shown here in this first half that he's doing a little better throwing the ball, four wideouts. And I think Sandy Creek didn't have the personnel out there they wanted. They're going to call a defensive timeout.
But interestingly enough there, Doug, Sandy Creek did come out in a cover two there from that cover three. So they are going to try to play the both deep halves here and not let Minden throw the ball.
47 seconds to go before half, 14-7 Minden. We'll be right back.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here at Cooper Field. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football. We have 47 seconds to go before halftime, but Minden's at the Sandy Creek 43-yard line. Snap to Lovin, who wants to throw. Looking
there's
left,
your wheel
now
route.
Throws it right. He's looking for his man Isaac Carlson, but he throws him out of bounds. Even if he had caught it at the 15, he was out of bounds.
That was that exact scheme we talked about. Doug sent the outside receiver inside on a slant, brought the inside receiver on a speed out and up, just a basic switch route. And you've got a freshman corner out there. They had a freshman corner, and he followed the thing all the way inside. They did go to a cover two there where they had help over the top. Where before in that cover three look, they would not have had the help over the top.
R.J. Watson and Cremos to the left. You've got Carlson and Gibbons to the right, trying to set up a middle screen here. They do to the fullback Rutt, 40 up the middle, 35, and it looks like he may have just enough for the first down, which will stop the clock with 33 seconds to go before the half to move the chains. And again, they have two timeouts. Novacek in on tackle. Move the ball from the 43 to the 32, so a gain of 11 on the screen. Ready to bowl the ball for play, and Minden is waiting for the snap. Here we go. And Lovin. Back to pass. So all the way, looking deep. Now pressure, avoids the sack, and he's just going to throw it away. Nobody to throw it to, and the ball is incomplete. It'll bring up second down.
Yeah, I wonder if they're not going to discuss this maybe being grounding. Yep, there the flag came out. I mean, there wasn't a receiver around, and he just kind of dug nonchalantly through that thing out into the ground, and the side judge came running in. They're going to get him for intentional grounding there.
Yeah, I mean, he was about 7 or 8 yards short of any purple jersey, but he was out of the box, and he threw it past the line of scrimmage.
But, of course, in high school, there is no tackle box rule, and I think the big key there is he needs to throw it with some conviction. He just so...
He did. He didn't want to throw it any farther.
Right.
There would have been a cougar there picking it off.
That's right.
To me, that's a flag you don't have to throw, and I'm not trying to homer one way or the other or say anything about the official. I mean, just, you know, that's one where... You're making the decision when you're running in. You're thinking all the way, I don't have to throw this flag, but yet you elect to, and it'll be an intentional grounding call, 5-yard penalty.
Which, honestly, doesn't hurt Minden here at all.
It'll bring up, instead of second down and 10, it'll be second down and 15, 23 seconds remaining here. Ball at the 36-yard line. And more whistles out there. Another timeout by Sandy Creek on defense. We've had no indication, but Sandy Creek is heading over to the sideline.
Would be really interesting to see here if Minden were to trip the side, go trip receivers, and then run the exact same wheel scheme, because the safety then would be responsible in this cover two. He'd be responsible for one of those receivers, and that inside receiver would be able to run down the field alone here. I think that Minden could put some real pressure on these Sandy Creek defensive backs. They're playing some young guys, a couple freshmen back there, and they're not real sure on the switches. And I think the thing is, when you start getting into switch routes and some of those types of schemes, the DBs have to really be on the same page to make sure that they can't be on the same plane. They need to make sure who has to be able to carry somebody to what piece of the zone and then pass them off. And when they're young, most generally they don't. And what they do, Doug, is just run with somebody. And you can just run a clear-out scheme and run somebody right into their vacated spot.
As Bob Jensen says, high school teams can't cover the pass. If you can throw it, you're going to be in good shape. But also, you just got to wonder how much of the playbook is there for Jonas Lovin compared to how much Minden had in their playbook last year with all that experience. If there's still that much of the playbook, you've got more to choose from here. So they break the huddle, second down and 15 at the 36-yard line. Lovin, three-step drop, all kinds of time. Throws it down the right sideline for Isaac Carlson. Caught and shoved out of bounds just short of the 10-yard line.
Even in that, Doug, you've got the safety in that spot who's Mitch Heinrichs, number 10. He's just late rotating over. And in that spot, when you're in a cover two, you've got this deep half. Nobody can get behind you, and he's allowing the receivers to get across his face. That type of stuff is there for Minden all night.
First and 10 at the 11-yard line, 17 seconds to go. They've got the timeouts. Lovin looking one-on-one, slant pattern, complete to Watson, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. R.J. Watson on the 11-yard touchdown reception, and that's a tough one for Sandy Creek.
Yep, that one is a tough one. Sandy Creek had the ball looking to go in. You know, here just a few minutes ago we were talking about that. If he could get the thing to the shed, 14-7, and now you're in deep trouble going down 21-7 with Minden getting the ball to start the third quarter.
13 seconds to go on the 11-yard pass. And the extra point is up, and it is good. So 13 seconds to go before halftime. Minden 21, Sandy Creek 7. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Mm-hmm. It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Coming up next here on Classic Hits, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the area's scores, got a bunch to run down for you. We'll look at the first half stats of this ball game. And we've got 13 seconds to go, so a kickoff, but probably one play here after Minden able to take it the short field after the shanked punt, if you will. This ball rattles around, picked up by Kuda at the 30, and lowering his head, the much smaller Cole Gibbons makes the tackle at the 33 with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, and truthfully, if you're Coach Neidenmeyer here, probably going to take a knee and get this thing to halftime and see what you can get done. Been a little bit of a punch in the gut here, going down to, by two scores, knowing that you've got to kick this thing right back off to him.
Well, let's see if Coach Neidenmeyer tries to hit a home run here, or if he just hands it off in his I formation to his fullback Grazer. And he's going to give it to his I back, who comes off the right side, and a minimal yardage there for Kinnaman. And that will be the end of the first half. Take it out there for about a 3-yard gain. So we are at halftime in the home opener for the Minden Whippets in 2012. And your score, the Minden Whippets 21 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 7. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw and Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Congratulations to the Sandy Creek girls on a great volleyball season, and go Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
And welcome back to Minden. Want to say thanks to all the fine folks here for their hospitality, including Athletic Director Phil Hoyt, as we are at halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And Minden able to stick one in right before the half to go up 21-7 in Sandy Creek. And looking back on this football game, that is going to be a key moment because Sandy Creek had avoided a couple of bumps in the road. They really looked a lot better on offense in the second quarter and looked like they were going to be able to stay in this game. But now you're down two scores and have to kick it to Minden to start the third quarter. Probably going to need to force a turnover somewhere along the way because Sandy Creek, even though they're playing better, has not shown that they are going to be able to stop Minden's offense.
No, and to tell you the truth, it was a really tough start for Sandy Creek. But Sandy Creek rebounded tremendously well and actually looked to have grabbed the momentum in this first half, Doug, for quite a while. They'd gotten the thing to within a score, had kind of some misfortune on fourth down as to where maybe they were going to go in for another score, and then just had all of the air let out of the balloon there with 3 minutes left. They couldn't get a first down. They have about a 15-yard punt, and Minden was able to go in. And the worst part about that here is I think Minden found some things through the passing game that they're going to be able to do in the second half with success, coupled with the fact that really for the most part, other than in a few spots, Sandy Creek hasn't been able to stop Minden's rushing attack tonight. And I think that's a big piece of that going forward. If you're Sandy Creek, you have to really focus on getting a big effort to start this second half. You just need to get the ball back and not all of a sudden have it be 28-7 and the balloon completely pop here.
Well, let's take a look at some of the scores that we have for you on our Valentino's hotline. Don't forget you can text the your score, halftime or not, doesn't matter. You can text it to 308-646-0506. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet, carry out and delivery available. Here are the latest scores in the second quarter on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner 22, Kennesaw 14, Medicine Valley 27, Axtell 12 in the second quarter, Shelton 14, Fullerton nothing in the second quarter of play, Franklin 26, Wilcox-Hildreth 24 in the second quarter, Donovan Trumbull 18, Wood River 6 in the second quarter. At halftime, Blue Hill 12, St. Cecilia 7. St. Cecilia survived a one-point scare against Ravenna last week. They've not lost a regular season game since 2006, and Blue Hill leads them by 5 at the half. North Platte St. Pat's at last check was up on Ravenna by a score of 30-7 is now your score at halftime. Centura 23, Superior 3, Sutton 20, Malcolm nothing. Those games approaching the half as well. Cozad 13, Broken Bow 7. Adams Central leads Fairbury at the half 21-0. Kearney Catholic, they are unloading on Ogallala. It's 35-0 as they approach halftime. We'll have more updates in just a little bit. Here, it's Minden 21, Sandy Creek 7 at the half, and we'll be back with more after this timeout.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
First and 10 now for Minden. Unbalanced eye with Cremose to the deep man. And they'll fake the toss sweep. Want to throw to Carlson again. He's covered over the middle. Wide open is Rutt into the end zone. Touchdown. That was the second touchdown of the night as Rutt, Quinn Rutt, scores on the ground and scores through the air to help Minden to a 21-7 lead here at the halftime. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as Minden has moved the ball a little bit better than Sandy Creek, but Minden had more success early on in this football game than the Cougars did, and Sandy Creek will have to find some defense to help them out here in the second half. Don't forget tomorrow, college football on ESPN Radio, Alabama-Arkansas at 2:30, 7 o'clock kickoff, Notre Dame and Michigan State. Huskers tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, pregame 6 a.m. kickoff is at 11. Hastings College is on the home turf for the first time against Concordia tomorrow night at 6, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Mike Will with the call. UNK is at 8th-ranked Missouri Western tomorrow night, and another tough game for the Lopers. So that's where you're at with the football for tomorrow. Triple header of the NFL coming up Sunday. Baltimore and the Eagles at noon. The Steelers and the Jets at 3:15. And the Sunday night game, San Francisco hosting the Detroit Lions on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The second week of the NFL. Last night, the Packers started it off with a win over the Bears. Monday night football should be an exciting one. Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos taking on the Atlanta Falcons, who had one of the most electrifying performances in the opening week. Here, 21-7 Minden. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers and more right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do.
First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Doug Diddle, Larry Baker back with you here at Cooper Field. They've got a very exciting halftime promotion going on with Big John's Ford here in Minden. Chance to win $30,000 towards a new vehicle. And one of the ex-athletes here, Dallas Schwenk, who got his name drawn out. You got to get 110 yards down this football field. You need a little bit better throw than that one. That's about 42 yards, but it actually got the officials, real officials here marking this. He's going to throw it, then he's going to punt it, and then he has to make a field goal from wherever that is at. So, you know, any normal person, you couldn't expect to do anything more than a 40-yard field goal. So Dallas is going to have to nail a punt here, and hopefully he's not wearing cowboy boots tonight.
Looks like he might be, Doug. Got his plow shoes on.
Now, this is a little bit more than your regular halftime promotion. I didn't know they did this at UNK quite a bit. Uh-oh. He's going to have about a 50-yard field goal here to get that 30,000. The ball bounced at the 32-yard line, so I think they give him a tee and let him kick it off. It's been in 21 and Sandy Creek 7, and that is our halftime score. A reminder, more high school sports action coming your way next week. By the way, the volleyball programs at these schools are doing great. Minden is off to a fabulous start. We've got a lot of good volleyball teams around the area, and so best of luck to them. Cross country had some big meets the last couple of days, and we're getting into the second half of the fall sports season already, so it'll be interesting to see how things progress as district play begins for most high school football teams as early as next week, depending on how many teams are in your district in the classes C and D. I'm guessing he's 30 yards short. What do you think?
Yep. It's never gotten more than about a foot and a half off the ground.
Well, they're going to have fun during their home games here and a good fundraiser for the Minden Athletic Program. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats here, and we've got a few more scores to pass along before we do that. Norfolk 20, Grand Island 7 in the second quarter. Final score, Alliance 28 and Holdridge 7. Another big game tonight was Omaha North edging Lincoln Southwest 24-20 after a top 10 matchup there. They scored, North did, in the final minute of the ball game to take the win. Scotts Bluff leads Hastings at the half 28-0. Northwest last check was up on Lexington 21-3. Aurora 21, Sydney 8 as they approach half. All these games are at half. Kearney Catholic 42, Ogallala nothing. Minden 21, Sandy Creek 7 is the game we're at. Ord 16, St. Paul nothing. Adams Central 21, Fairbury nothing. All at the half. Cozad 21-7 over Broken Bow in the second quarter. Central City is trailing in their football game. I believe that's O'Neill 24-7 between O'Neill and Central City. That game also approaching halftime. As I try to double check on that. Also in other games, Sutton leading Malcolm 20-8, Centura leading Superior 23-3, St. Pat's leading Ravenna at the half 30-7, Blue Hill 12, St. Celia 7 at the half. Donovan Trumbull 24-6 over Wood River at the half. Franklin 40, Wilcox Hildreth 24 at the half. Elm Creek 20, South Loop 6 at the half. Giltner 22, Kennesaw 17. Halftime on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Shelton 24, Fullerton nothing. And Medicine Valley leading Axtell late second quarter 27-18. We will take a break and be back with more after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Pando. Panko. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Well, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp, hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, 21-7 halftime, Minden leading Sandy Creek. Let's take a look at some of the first half stats here for you. First off, for Sandy Creek, Dalton Kinneman, 5 carries, 8 yards. Anthony Grazer, 8 carries for 37 yards. Mitch Heinrichs, the quarterback, 3 carries, 7 yards for Mitch. Had a couple of bobbled snaps for team plus 3 because one of a fumble went forward. So 21 rushing attempts, 55 yards at the half for Sandy Creek. Through the air, it is quarterback Mitch Heinrichs putting it up 5 times. He's completed 3 of those, including a long of 41 yards, which set up a 9-yard touchdown pass to Andrew Kuda, their only score of the game. 3 of 5, no picks, 60 yards, 1 touchdown. So 60 through the air, 55 on the ground, 115 total yards of offense, 5 first downs in the first half for Sandy Creek. 2 penalties, both motion penalties for 10 yards, 3 punts, 30, 33, and 16. So those are your first half numbers, 115 yards on a total of 26 plays, which is a decent average in the first half for Sandy Creek.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, you know, you'd like to be somewhere around 30, and they are. You know, it's just really interesting, Doug. It's almost like they played 3 games in that first half. Sandy Creek started really slow, really picked it up and got going, and then just really finished flat. You know, what they need to do is that middle part of that first half, if they play that way, they can still win this game, you know, no question.
Minden did get 32 offensive plays in the first half. We'll take a look at Minden's numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Minden 21 and Sandy Creek 7. Let's take a look now at the numbers for Minden. Here's what I have. Ryan Cremosta, 8 carries for 16 yards. Quinn Rutt, 6 carries, 22 yards, and a rushing touchdown. And Jonas Levin, 5 carries, 18 yards. So Larry, not much on the ground for Minden. 19 attempts, only 56 yards. That's 3 yards a carry.
No, and I think the interesting thing is Ryan Cremosta's the leading rusher on this team with about 132 yards a game, and here he sits with a 2-yard average and 16 yards and a half.
But they are getting it done through the air. Jonas Levin having by far his best. He was 11 of 33 in the first two games. He's 9 of 13 here in the first half. Two touchdown passes, no interceptions, 167 yards. And Larry, just about every single pass, 8 of the 9 that he's completed, have been for 10 or more yards.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that continue, unless Minden just wants to take the air out of the ball and run the thing a bunch here. If they want to throw the ball here tonight, they're going to have a bunch more success. Those young DBs back there for Sandy Creek just can't keep up with what Minden's throwing at them.
167 yards through the air, 56 on the ground. That's 213 yards of total offense for Minden in the first half, resulting in 10 first downs. They had just one punt, a 35-yarder into the end zone, two penalties for 15 yards. And tonight, so far, no turnovers in this football game, although a couple of fourth down snafus from Sandy Creek. They had it fourth and less than a yard around the 45-yard line of Minden, and there was some miscommunication about what they wanted to do. The center snapped the ball on a hard count. Nobody was ready for it. Minden jumped on it and took over, and then a 16-yard punt there late that led to the last touchdown, short drive of 43 yards by Minden that put them up 21-7. And Sandy Creek is just after this very long halftime coming back onto the field here. I think we still have the 3 minutes to put up for the warm-up time, but they're just coming back out of the end zone. They don't want to go 0-3, but you have to think that they were the slight underdog coming into this football game, and 0-3 stared them in the face unless they turn things around here in the second half. They've shown that as the game progresses, they've been getting better and better and better, but Minden isn't letting that that much.
No, there were some big adjustments being made, Doug, because the entire time they were huddled down there, Coach Novacek and Coach Neinmeier had a big 4-foot by 4-foot dry erase board, and they were drawing it up on there. So they were, no question, they were making some adjustments, showing the kids probably exactly what it was Minden was doing, and then showing them exactly what it is their job needs to be versus that. So there was a pretty serious study session going on over there.
We'll have more scores throughout the night to pass along on our Valentino's hotline. We deliver the scores, they deliver the pizza at Valentino's of Kearney. We will take a break and about ready to get the second half underway. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Fairfield. It is 21-7, Minden leading Sandy Creek at the half, and we'll be back to start second half action right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Weekly. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Scoring summary from the first half, two-yard touchdown run by Quinn Rutt with 5:51 to go after a 43-yard, a 57-yard drive, made it 7-0 once Cyprian hit the extra point. That was the score going into the second quarter, And then after that fumbled snap on fourth down, Minden just took two plays to go 55 yards. Both passes, a 23-yard touchdown pass from Jonas Lovin to Quinn Rutt. Kick made it 14-0 with 7:11 to go. Then didn't take Sandy Creek long. They moved it right down the football field, a drive that took them just under 2 minutes, a 9-yard touchdown pass for Mitch Hendricks to Andrew Kuda. Dalton Kinnaman made the kick, 14-7 with 5:47 to go, but then Minden scored with 13 seconds to go before the half when Lovin hooked up on a slant with R.J. Watson on 11 yards, and that makes it 21-7. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality dependable trash hauling service for your farm over business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Winds about 10 miles an hour at the back of Sandy Creek as they get ready to kick it off to the Whippets. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. Larry, Minden now just needs to continue to do what they were doing, and they'll be 2-1.
Yeah, and right now, if you're Minden, this is a huge drive. You want this to be the death nail in the coffin here to just send a message and have this thing be done.
The kick is taken at the 2 by Cremosta up the field, 10, 15, 20 against the room, 25, and then brought down at the 28-yard line. Putting the finishing touches on that one appeared to be Bailey Stapleman, and it'll be first down and 10 Minden.
Doug, I'm really impressed with these ball carriers from Minden. They hit the hole hard, whether it's on a special team or on offense. They seem to have a lot of electricity in their shoes here tonight.
So we start the second half. Minden has had good field position all night. This actually isn't the best for them. They're at their 27. Line up in an unbalanced dive formation. Lovin with it, turns and hands it to his eye back, which is Cremosta. Bounces off one man, gets to the 30, and is shoved backwards. Paul Carlson says, "I missed my block."
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often, a gain of 3.
No, and he did whiff there. But he come out, and he's ready to go. But we saw there, you know, they spread it out there. They were 3 wide, but just went with a straight ISO. Now they're going to get back into that double wing formation.
Rutt, the white right wing, and the left wing is Cremosta. He starts in motion, back to pass on the fake. They'll give it to the fullback, and that should be Carlson crashing forward for 3, maybe 4 to the 34. That's another thing. You have to wait for him to unpile it. And Carlson, with his first carry of the ball game, takes it to the 34, a gain of 4.
Yep, nice little just straight fullback dive there. Nothing better as a play caller when you get a call to dive.
And Minden lines up this time. They're ready to go. They had 2 plays called, and Sandy Creek had the wrong personnel on the field. Might have had 12 men on the field. They were starting to switch out there, and they've got to call a timeout just 1 minute into the second half of play. So 10:57 to go in the third quarter. Minden 21, Sandy Creek 7. We're back after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back at Cooper Field, where we're a minute into the second half, and it's third down, a long 3 for Minden at their own 34-yard line. Cremosta starts in motion out of the double wing. They pitch it to him. He cuts it back over the center, and he is hit hard and driven backward, and Carlson got rolled up on. Carlson is down on the field here. I think he's going to be okay, maybe just a helmet on the knee. But coming in there, Grazner was one of the guys on the tackle, and Carlson, you could tell the pile rolled back into him, and he's going to be a little slow getting up, plus no gain on the play for Cremosta. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, that's his left knee, Doug, and he did. He just stood there as it happened, and you've got it going. That's Paul Carlson.
That's where you are caught flat-footed. You never want to get caught flat-footed when you're going to get rolled up on. And he'll limp off the field. It looks like he'll be okay. He's under his own power. But Minden, it's fourth down and 3. They act like they're going to go for it. Usually they drop back and pooch kick it. And that's exactly what they do here as they break. And Lemke goes back to punt it away for just the second time tonight. And the kick is away. A short spiraling kick that is headed out of bounds. And let's see where they give him. This won't be the deepest kick of all time. Maybe about the 45-yard line. Oh, they gave him an excellent spot. They give an excellent spot. It's still only a 25-yard punt. but they mark it at the Sandy Creek 40. And, Larry, that ball bounced before it even got to the 40-yard marker, out of bounds 7 yards. That should be 8 yards farther up the field. But 40, 48, whatever, Sandy Creek still got to move the ball down the field, and it'll be first down and 10.
But the most important thing, Sandy Creek got done what they needed to get done here, Doug, and that was a big stop, giving them the ball to start the third quarter.
That is a big, big stop. You are right. A rare three and out. Option play. Hendricks has got people on him, and he pitches it to his eye back, Dalton Kinnaman, and almost a block and a back could have been called there because Minden had that play read well. They had everybody covered, and Kinnaman dives forward just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Cremosta there and Mueller did a tremendous job because if they don't trip him up right there, Doug, the green grass was open in front of him.
Second down and 10 here for Sandy Creek. Can they back up that nice defensive first series with a good offensive first series, at least win the field position, because neither team has a punter that has boomed the ball yet. Fake the swing pass, quarterback draw, trying to make something happen, and Hendricks just about lost the ball. He's drugged down at the 43. It's a good thing that he didn't throw it out there. It would have been a backwards pass and probably would have been batted down by Minden as they faked it to Anthony Grazer out in the flat and then just tucked it up for 4. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that was planned. If it would have happened a little quicker, it would have been there, but it looked like as he pump faked, the ball just about came out of his hand.
So now 3rd down and 6, through the air, 3 of 5 for 60 yards, 1 pass completion for 41. Minden putting everybody up on the line like they're expecting run, or they're going to bring the blitz. Hendricks back to pass, good block by his eye back, Kinnaman, and then the ball's popped out of his hands, and Hendricks trying to fall on all the way back at the 23-yard line, and he does, plus there's a penalty flag out there. Once Kinnaman blocked both of the blitzers, well, one blitzer and one rush end, they were able to get through and pop it loose, and we'll see what this penalty flag will be. They're going to lose about 17 on that, unless the flag would happen to be against Minden.
Doug, I think there's a chance they're going to call. Nope, it's going to be a hold. I thought they were going to call a block in the back, and that was in the box when that happened.
Well, this one will be declined
anyway.
Yeah, this will be declined anyway. Sandy Creek, they'll have to punt it away now. 4th and your first pack of lunch of the night.
That's one of those penalties I hate. When you're inside that box, just behind the line of scrimmage, that is absolutely not a block in the back. That guy turns his back to you, and you're blocking him, and the umpire just catches that, and they throw the flag, and that's just not a penalty.
So it'll be 4th down here. You'd have to get to midfield. The ball is spotted at the 23, so it's 4th and 27. And right now, Kuda's got to hope he can just punt it that far. With the wind at his back, take his time, get a good kick here. Left-footed kick, high and short, and it is going to bounce at midfield, take a Minden bounce backwards to the 46-yard line. It's only 23 yards, so we have not seen stellar special teams so far tonight. As far as the kickers, we've seen some good returns, and Minden once again starts in Sandy Creek territory.
Now, Doug, you know you're in a 4th and long situation when you line up to punt, and the return man is standing where you need to get to a first down.
Well, Sandy Creek's got to do it again. Both teams go 3 and out to start the second half. 8:18 to go here in this third quarter. 21-7 Minden out of that double wing. And they give it to the fullback, Carlson. And he is met by the interior line and driven backwards. Not much there. Or excuse me, Rutt moves in after Carlson was taken to the sideline at the end of the last series, and they're working on that knee, trying to get him stretched out.
Yeah, they've made that substitution. A lot of times when you do that in those situations, you won't right away start to give the ball to that person. But, of course, Quinn Rutt's the second leading rusher on this team, so it makes sense to.
So that brings Cole Gibbons in as a wing back. Inside handoff, ball's knocked loose. It's fumbled. It's still loose on the ground. It was knocked away from Cremosta as the quarterback. As he handed it off, Lovin, he was blocked back into Cremosta, which knocked the ball loose, but Minden does cover it.
And that's a really tough break there for Sandy Creek. They had 3 chances to fall on the ball, Doug, and it just kept squirting out and squirting around.
I was trying to see who actually covered that. Might have been Holmes or Nielsen, but nonetheless, so they're going to lose some 6 yards on that play. 3rd and 16, they'll go shotgun. Lovin looking for Carlson, looks left, now throws it as far as he can for Carlson, and the ball is caught! at the 20-yard line. It was a simple jump ball, and he's taller than the defensive back, Matt Beck, and another big, big, big gain.
Yeah, Isaac Carlson just went up high point of the ball there, Doug, and the DB never did get off the ground. Great job. The DB actually was in great position, had good coverage. He just didn't high point the ball.
33 yards, and right there, you could feel the backwash coming up over there on the side, on the Sandy Creek sideline. They had him stopped. They got the break. They made two good plays. And just kind of a desperation heave down there, and Carlson makes yet another great play on the ball. So instead of Minden punting from midfield, it's first and 10 at the 18-yard line of Sandy Creek, up 14. Inside handoff, R.J. Watson gets through one man, but not the second one, and throwing him down out there. Is that Jordan Dole, the freshman? Yeah, the big freshman Jordan Dole comes in there and throws him down for maybe a loss of a yard on the play.
But what you have here, Doug, we talked about this at the half. If Minden wants to make money through the air, especially on any deep balls, they're going to be able to. The safety's walked up. He's not getting rotated across. Everything is a cover zero look, basically, with regard to the receivers. If they want to do that, they're going to be able to.
Cremosa in motion. Lovin rolls to his right, wants to throw on second and 11. Has time, now has to throw it away, and it is incomplete. In fact, Dalton Kinneman got his hand on it, trying to make a spectacular play on a ball that was intended downfield for the tight end, Brendan Sinzel. It'll bring up third down and 11 at the 19.
Yeah, ran flood routes, two crossing routes, one on top of the other there, and it just waggled too far to where the receivers weren't going to have any room left when they threw the ball.
So another third and long here for Minden. And whistles, and a timeout will be called here by the Whippets. They're in a situation here. Do they try to go two downs and go for touchdowns and first downs, or do they make sure that they can get a field goal out of this? 5:58 to go third quarter. Minden 21, Sandy Creek 7. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
It's third down as Lovin will drop back to take the pass, and he's going to go to Carlson at the two, and it's off his hands, incomplete. They had the man with Kinneman on the coverage, but he bit on the inside. Carlson went to the outside, and it flat out bounced off his hands.
Yeah, and I mean, you're just in a situation where you've got Minden's doing a good job calling routes. They've got that corner on an island out there.
So they'll line up for what will be a 35-yard field goal attempt. They lined up for a 34-yarder, and it went through the holder, Jonas Lovin's hands the first time. This time he's got it. The kick by Soprano is on the way, and it is good. So the 35-yard field goal gives us our first points of the second half by Alexis Ciprian. Let me get that right. Ciprian. With the field goal. Makes it 24-7. We'll be right back.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
High school football on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker here from Cooper Field in Minden, where we have just seen a 35-yard field goal knocked home by Cyprian to make it 24-7 Minden. And a line drive kickoff bounces at the 20, and it got by the returner. Matt Beck picks it up at the 5, now needs some blocks. 10, 15, has some room. 20, and is tripped up. Sometimes, Larry, when you see the ball get loose, you kind of forget your blocking assignments, and if you can get up the field 10 yards, you can find that seam, and Beck just about did it, but tripped up at the 23, so there's a big difference between the 23 and just about did it.
Yeah, you can preach it and preach it. What it comes back to is the kickoff team. They start seeing that ball roll around, and their lane assignment goes away.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to go get that ball, and you see a lot of times those broken plays end up in being big returns.
So Sandy Creek has actually survived here in this third quarter. Now they've got to find a way to get some points on the board, trailing 24-7. They fumble the snap, and that's not the way to do it. It looked like they were going to try maybe some kind of a reverse there, and just like you drop a ball in center field, you took your eyes off the ball, and they're going to lose a yard. It'll bring up second down at 11.
Yeah, they playing there, and the quarterback got too busy getting it started before he seated the ball in his hand.
You know, that's if I've got the numbers right, that's the fourth fumble by Sandy Creek. They haven't lost any. They have not had a turnover in this football game. Split out wide to the left will be Naki. Twins to the left, single man to the right. Carlson comes up on coverage, option to the right side. They have got this spelled out, and Sandy Creek's not going to get anything. Down at the 21-yard line, and the big fella, Anthony Grazer, he's 200 pounds and just got drugged down because there was three whippets waiting for him.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, Menden's gone to basically at least on that play, that was straight cover zero, no free safety, walked the free safety all the way down. With all those guys in the box, it gets awfully tough because you can't account for them if you're Sandy Creek with blockers.
Mitch Henricks probably going to be asked to throw the football now, third and 11. At their own 21-yard line, 22-yard line, 4 minutes to go here. The third quarter, Minden 24, Sandy Creek 7. High pro formation. Long count. Henricks has pressure. They're coming after him. Throws it up, and Coot is there. He's got the completion. He's got the first down. Breaks the Carlson tackle. It takes five whippets to finally drag him down. He didn't gain any more yards after they just kept pounding on him, but he's out to the 37-yard line again. Of 15.
And on the sideline right there, if you're on Sandy Creek sideline, you're just screaming at him, go down, because you're going to lose the ball. Then at that point, you're stood up. You have no chance to get anything else, but they're going to keep ripping at the ball. But, Doug, we saw it again there where Ryan Cremosta comes hard on the backside, the blind side blitz, to the boundary from the wide side, and it turned into a big play again.
Well, that you can kind of get away with that in high school football. If this obviously was the pros, you'd go to your hot read and burn that at least once by now. But the blitz seems to always be coming from his backside, and I'm surprised they haven't utilized Kuda a little bit more tonight. He is a big boy that really Minden doesn't have anybody that can cover one-on-one. But yet it is a first down. I formation, hand it off to Grayson to the right side, finds a little room to run, gets to the 40 and out to about the 42-yard line. Gain of five on the play.
This is the thing, again, Sandy Creek here on this drive here a little bit is starting to do things right, a little more technically sound, and they're moving the ball. When they've done it without all the mistakes, they've looked really good.
Valentino scoreline, third quarter, Norfolk 20, Grand Island 10. Alliance beat Holdridge 28-7. Scotts Bluff in the third leads Hastings 28-7. Aurora leads Sydney 35-8 in the third. Northwest leads Lexington at the half 41-17. We'll get some Class C scores if we can after this play. Second and five, Sandy Creek at their own 41-yard line. Again, that bunch trips to the left. They've never really utilized that in a passing, and now you've got a false start. False start, that's the third penalty. All false starts on Sandy Creek and some other scores. In Class C1, third quarter, Adams Central 35, Fairbury nothing. Kearney Catholic 50, Ogallala 7. Ord 16, St. Paul 6, Cozad 35, Broken Bow 7. Maybe kind of a shocking score there. Sutton 32, Malcolm 8 at the half. Centura leading Superior 36-3 at the half. St. Pat's leading Ravenna 30-7 as they are in the third quarter. Blue Hill 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 7 in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 32, Wood River 6 in the third quarter. Franklin 40, Wilcox Hildreth 30 in the third quarter. Elm Creek 20, South Loop 6 at the half. Big score there. Blue Hill now up two scores on St. Cecilia. Here's the draw play. Graysner gets back to about the original line of scrimmage off that penalty. He'll come out to the 43. It'll be third down and four.
Doug Graysner did a great job there. There was big contact right in the backfield. Kind of made himself small, and so he couldn't get tackled, and then got to run in there. Now they're third and manageable here with about third and four.
Other scores for you. Gill 22, Kennesaw 17 underway in the third quarter. Shelton 44, Fullerton 14. It is Lawrence Nelson 48, Heartland Lutheran nothing at the half. Medicine Valley still leading Axtell. Third and four here, and it'll be a handoff to Graysner, and he is going to be hit short of the first down. Just gets across the 45, had to get to the 47, and down 17 with a minute 20, but still moving the football a little bit. Be interested to see Sandy Creek roll the dice. You know why? Minden started from about this same spot two or three times tonight anyway.
That's I'm not going to second-guess Coach Neinmeyer, and we don't know here yet if he's going to pump the ball or not, but your punting hasn't – I mean, you're averaging 15 yards basically on a net. You just as else – you're at midfield. You just as else go for it here.
They're going to have to hustle up, too, because Mitch Hendricks just got back from the sideline. Now he'll lead his team up to the line of scrimmage. They act like they're going to go for it. Hild out wide right, Nacky left, power eye formation. Quarterback sneak, and he is hit by Rutt. This is all on the spot. He had the right hole. He had the right gap. But a quarterback sneak, when they needed more than a yard, it's all on the spot here.
And he got it, Doug.
Boy, they don't even measure him.
No.
So a two-yard gain for Mitch Hendricks and move the chains here for Sandy Creek. But we are down to 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, 24-7 Minden. It was 21-7 at the half. It was 14-7 with a minute to go before halftime. Sandy Creek not in a rush as they come up slowly to the line of scrimmage again and staying out of that I formation, and Minden putting eight guys in the box. Want to go with a quick slant pattern. Complete. Oh, knocked loose. Good contact there to knock the ball loose out of the hands of Dalton Kinneman. And running him over was Cole Gibbons, which will give Sandy Creek another play here in the quarter.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by the Minden defense. Sam Feist was there as well. That's the thing on that slant. They run that skinny slant right there. You're never going to be able to get the receiver's always going to be across the defender's face, so he's got to stay with him step for step and time the ball. You want to make contact and try to rip his arms. Otherwise, that pass is very, very hard to defend, and the Whippets did that there.
Second down and 10 for the Cougars at their own 47-yard line. And back to pass again is Henrik. Avoids the rush. Now has some time. Decides to tuck it up and run, but doesn't get much at all there. He ran to the short side of the field. Mitch Muller made sure he didn't cut it up, but didn't get hardly anything, if a half a yard. And you haven't been able to see Hendricks get away out of that backfield. He's had to dump it off more times than run it, and no gain, third and 10.
Third and 10's tough. I mean, they've had tonight, they've been able to eke and scratch some of these out, but third and 10's tough here, especially the way the Minden's playing them. Minden's playing them early in the downs, cover zero, 10 guys in the box. Later in the downs, more of a base cover three type look.
So third down and 10, four wides, trip to the right side, which is the wide side of the field. Here comes the pressure. It's going to be an option. They pitch the ball and nowhere to go for Matt Beck, who they kind of used as a flanker that time. There's not much fooling going on tonight of either football team.
No, not at all. They tried to run an option there, and zero chance. I mean, Now you're looking at fourth and about 15.
And it'll be a punting situation as we start the fourth quarter of play. After 3, Minden 24, Sandy Creek 7. We'll be back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Sandy Creek lined up to punt the ball to start the fourth quarter. It's 4th and 12 at their own 45-yard line. Back to receive the punt is Cremosta, and Cuda will boot it away, and again tries to kick it too hard. It's off the side of his foot. At least it rolls a little bit forward for him, about 10, 11 yards to the 24-yard line. That'll be a 30-yard punt and no return.
Cuda's kind of their do-everything. Yeah, he kicks, he punts. He's kind of their go-to guy on defense. And when they've needed something on offense, that's where they've looked. He does a great job getting it up in the air, just not a lot of distance with it. But Sandy Creek's really been fortunate with the roles they've gotten tonight, Doug.
Paul Carlson still not at fullback here. They took him out, and he has been on the sideline since the end of the first drive. Got banged in the knee. That injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations. In Kearney, they'll give it to Cremosta on a little motion to the right side, and he is not able to do much with it, maybe get a half a yard out to the 25. There hasn't been anything spectacular, especially in that third quarter, nothing real spectacular, and Minden just trying to get out of here and win the home opener, get to 2-1.
Well, especially you have a situation with your starting fullback down there in a tough spot because he got rolled up on standing next to a pile. You'd like to get out of here now healthy.
This time they'll give it to Cole Gibbons, and again, cuts it back up the middle and just runs into a pile. Not much there for Gibbons. Maybe a couple of yards to the 27.
And the score actually is a little misleading. It's 24-7, but Minden really, outside of one little space there in the second quarter, Minden has just been in total control of this football game. Wouldn't you agree, Doug?
Well, yeah. Sandy Creek has never done anything that would make you think that they were going to make a big run here. They kind of caught up with Minden, played even football. Now another timeout on the field. So Minden will take the timeout here, and we will take one with them with 10:45 to go in the game. Minden 24, Sandy Creek 7 on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
And out of the Minden timeout, they'll go with an unbalanced eye, slot right side here. Hands spread out wide to the right side, and we've got movement. And I think Lemke took off a little soon. You also saw the left defensive end move, but as far down the field as Lemke was, you're going to get an illegal motion on Minden.
Well, and they all pointed at the same an offensive lineman, and when he stood up, he just hung his head. So it may have been jury, and yep, that's what you got.
So illegal procedure. That's just the third penalty for 20 yards on Minden, and three penalties for 15 yards on Sandy Creek. So we've been clean pretty much in the penalties. I think you can live with three. And no turnovers yet from either ball club.
Yeah, there's no question there.
Third down, and we'll call it 13 yards to go. Pitch play to the right side, looking for some running room. Cremosa cuts it back against the grain, has a seam, 25-30. First down, 35-40, and tackle out of bounds at the 41-yard line. A gain of 19 for Ryan Cremosa, by far his biggest carry of the night.
That was a great job. That ball was supposed to bounce far to the far sideline. He cut that all the way back across the field. Good vision there.
Continue to get scores for you. Giltner now leads 30-17 over Kennesaw in one of the big games of the night in the third quarter. And we'll give you some updates on other scores here in just a little bit. Right now, 24-7, Minden leading Sandy Creek. And the other big score tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia is on the ropes. Blue Hill 20, St. Cecilia 14 in the fourth quarter. I formation, Cremosa off the right side, follows his blockers across the 45, moves the pile out to the 49-yard line. He's going to get a good 8 yards. It'll be second and two.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. Now we're kind of starting to see this Minden offensive line flex its muscle again. They just, I mean, literally they had a surge of about 5 yards there downfield.
Clock continues to run. That's what Minden wants to do. Wide receivers trot out to the right side. If this is a pass, I will be shocked the way they walked out there. And it is a handoff to the I-back. Cremosa makes one man miss and gets the first down into Sandy Creek territory at the 47-yard line. That'll be a gain of four more. But you could kind of tell the way they were walking out there, ain't nothing happening this way.
Yeah,
nothing coming my way.
Yeah, Minden's looking now to just take the air out of the ball. And they very well could bust one of these and stick it in, but it looks to me like they're just going to keep grinding it out.
Well, Colton Barton has had to get in the way of a lot of Sandy Creek defenders today because they keep running up his back. And back to that double wing now with Gibbons, the motion man, and they will give it to the fullback, Rutt, and Rutt, nothing doing that time. Got to the line of scrimmage, no gain on the play for Quinn Rutt. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats of our ball game, give you some more scores from around the area, and then turn you over to the Friday night scoreboard show with Skip Berry, Stacey Johns, and the entire crew back at the studio with recaps of all of our radio games and scores from across the state following tonight's broadcast. It is second down and 10. This time they'll put some motion and give it to Cremosa around the right side, cuts over the 45, dives forward with about the 42. All that running for about 4 yards, maybe five, we'll call it third and five.
Cremosa really does a nice job. You know, he's a one-cut guy. That's what you want to see. He plants his foot when he's east and west, gets himself north and south, does a really nice job with that.
Kind of the secondary back last year. More carries for him, obviously, this year is the main back. But they can spread it around. One, two, three, four, five different backs have carried the ball, plus the quarterback, Jonas Levin. And on third down and five at the Sandy Creek 41, Cremosa in motion. They give it to him from left to right. He makes one man miss, follows the blockers, and gets just enough for the first down, short of the 35, a six-yard gain.
Yeah, and they waited to snap that ball until the back judge started to count there, Doug. So they may be looking to try to end this game here within a drive or two.
Move the ball at the 35-yard line here. First down and 10 for the Minden Whippets. Changing some personnel. Clock continues to run as we are down to 8 minutes to go in a 24-7 Minden lead. We've had a field goal by Minden, and that's it here in the second half, the 35-yarder. Out of the I formation. And some confusion there. The ball is pitched. The ball is fumbled, and Cremosa will have to fall on it back at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, there they were caught. Looked like in between a quick pitch and like a power toss almost.
Yeah, it looked like he wanted to option pitch it out, and Cremosa was waiting for the deep pitch.
Yeah.
And so he finally just kind of shot put it out there to him, and it didn't quite make it. So it'll bring up second down, but as far as the grand scheme of things is, it keeps the clock running here for Minden. There's not a lot of energy out there right now as far as hustle and move and trying to run a big play here. Minden is really spreading the field, though, here on second and 16 with four wideouts. Shotgun formation for Lovin. And he's just going to go quarterback draw off the right side. Has a hole, 35. Rutt makes a block for him, 30. And tackled from behind at the 28-yard line. He got a good chunk of that yardage. He's going to make it about a 2 yard to go on third down.
Yeah, that was a great
14.
Job.
Sorry, Larry.
Yep, two tremendous blocks there. That was a great job. Just spread them out and ran draw. And you're right, Doug. That was second and uncomfortably long, and now you're third and short.
Lovin's done that twice tonight. Big runs that have helped his football team get from a long yardage situation to a short yardage situation. With third down and two at the Cougar 28. Cremosa starts in motion. They pitch it to him to the right side, and he is going to be hit. Spin just enough to get the first down to the 26-yard line and move the chains.
Yep, that's going to be a first down. I'm sure of it.
15th first down unofficially for Minden here tonight. Again, for the Whippets, after playing their first two games on the road, 4 of 5 at home before ending the year at Imperial. So they cover a lot of ground here with the teams that they play. Gothenburg is in next week. Sandy Creek returns home to play Syracuse. They are actually going to bring the chains out for the first time tonight. You've already guaranteed a first down. Let's see how Larry Baker does on the first stretching of the chains. This could build your legacy.
Short.
Oh, no. Oh, they brought out the 11-yard chains on you. That's what they did.
Let me tell you right now, as a play caller, that's what I would have accused him of doing.
So Minden will line up and go for it. Fourth and inches here at the 26-yard line of Sandy Creek. 10 men in the box for the Cougars. And let's look for 11 on the quarterback sneak here just to move the ball forward. And, of course, run the clock down a little ways. He won't have to snap it until it gets under 6 minutes. And he is looking over at the sidelines, and they are giving him the hold-on motion here with assistant coach Miller.
And Norm,
and your linemen have to stay in that stance. It is going to be a fullback dive, and Quinn Rutt has it, and he breaks free. They try to strip it. Rutt gets into the secondary and goes in for the touchdown. Quinn Rutt or John Riggins, I couldn't tell. It's 26 yards.
That was a great job. Just kept his feet moving. That's one of those things where the Sandy Creek defense, a lot of times you see it, they're all right there, and it looks like you've got him, no, you've got him, you've got him, you've got him, and nobody tackles him, and on he goes.
That was a different-looking play because it just looked like he ran into the two defensive backs. They had him stopped, and then it was like they disappeared. Not like they moved or fell over, just weren't there the way his momentum carried him through. And the kick is up and in by Cyprian. And with 5:51 to go in the ball game, Minden has put the final nail in the coffin. It is Minden 31, Sandy Creek 7, back with more high school football after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, slow serve pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe and supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
And the third touchdown tonight for Quinn Rutt, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air, and it makes it 31-7 in favor of the Whippets.
Yeah, that was quite a drive there, just chunking it down the field and ended up popping one here.
And the kick is a squibber that'll be picked up at the 21-yard line here. That's Andrew Ruda. He's a big haul, 25-30, and wrapping him up around the ankle is going to be Cole Gibbons at the 35-yard line. Coot is a big, big, big boy. He's just a big boy. You don't want to get right in his way or he's going to run you over and step on you like a cockroach.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we were a shoestring tackle away from a whole bunch of rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling. Cleveland. I don't know. Was the last guy.
Yeah, I don't know how far what his 40 time is. You would expect that they would be jumping on his back, but
that's right.
He got a decent return out of the deal, and Sandy Creek will have it first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Two wideouts, double tight ends here. Lone setback is Kinnaman, and they'll fake the pitch. Hendricks to throw. Hendricks almost sacked, but he's thrown 15 yards backwards and keeps his balance. Now throws it down the field, and it is tipped and incomplete, and we've got penalty flags. There was R.J. Watson, and then it was tipped through the hands of Isaac Carlson, and a flag in the secondary, and that would lead you to believe defensive pass interference, is what it is. Pass interference on Minden, so the scrambling ability of Mitch Hendricks pays off for a Cougar first down.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have him sacked for basically a quarter of the field.
Yeah.
And give up a PI, and it's going to be a first down and moving the ball.
Well, Alex Nielsen gave him the old Indominus Sioux on Colt McCoy spin, but Hendricks didn't go down. He spun and lost his balance about 10 yards back from where he was. He was 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but able to regain his balance and fire it downfield. The ball will be moved to midfield. First out and 10 here for Sandy Creek, trying to put another score on the board. Grand Island Central Catholic, a winner over Milford tonight, 37-0. Kearney Catholic beats Ogallala 50-9. Alliance over Holdridge 28-7. A Class A top 10 matchup, Omaha North 24-20 over Lincoln Southwest. And here Hendricks play fake. Here he comes from the backside, the blitz, and Cremosta can't get the ankle tackle. He'll dump it out here. Man is wide open. It's complete at the 30. Breaks the tackle and pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line is Scott Hild.
And the quarterback there, Hendricks, took an absolute lick. And the sideline wants roughing the passer, and they're not going to get it. They wanted an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty there, and I don't believe it was. Cremosa to come on that same blitz again tonight, Doug.
Now, he is running hard and has not been able to get the sack. In fact, for all the pressure, I don't have Hendricks getting sacked yet tonight. He's thrown the ball away a couple of times, but I don't have him getting sacked. One time that he would have got sacked, they popped the ball loose, and they had to go back and cover the fumble in the first half.
Yep.
5:25 to go here, and after a 15-yard penalty and a 25-yard completion, Sandy Creek is at the Whippet 25-yard line with trips to the right side. And rolling that way is Hendricks. He's got some time to throw, and he'll throw it low, and penalty flag, but it is going to bounce and be called incomplete, they say to Scott Hild. But we've got a penalty flag.
I think you're going to have offensive holding in the backfield, but there is one in the defensive backfield as well, Doug. I saw the hold by Sandy Creek. There was a basically it was a tackle.
Holding called on the offense. Pass interference called on the offense. They ran a little pick down here to get Hild. They ran him down the seam here. So one went out, one went left.
So you call that a pick. You must be a defensive guy.
Well, they called it a penalty, so it must be a pick.
Well, us offensive guys believe that that's a rub route. And it is legal. He fell down.
If it's a flag, it's a pick. If there's no flag, it's a rub.
Okay.
That's what an announcer says.
Okay, I gotcha.
Now you accept the holding here, right? Our offensive pass interference would be loss of down.
That's right.
And waiting for our officials to sort this out. 5:19 to go in the game. Minden now up 31-7 over Sandy Creek. And again, this was a 14-7 game right before the half. Minden punched it in with 13 seconds to take it 21-7 at the half. And the offensive pass interference will be the penalty that is accepted here by the Whippets.
Because, Doug, I will say as an offensive coach, I don't believe I'm a rub route guy.
15-yard penalty on offensive pass interference. And that'll make it second down and 25 back at the 40. Again, Graysner is your fullback. Dalton Kinnaman is the I-back. And back to pass is Hendrick. So there they finally block Cremosta. And scrambling. Only had 2 minutes of the round looking for somebody to throw it to. Hendrick's playing keep away right now and finally steps out of bounds. And after all that running, he may have got 1 yard.
What he needs help with there, Doug, he's doing a tremendous job. He needs needs his receivers to release down the field right there. They just stood in their spot. If they release down the field, they've got a chance.
They're not helping him out that time, at least. They're not continuing to move and move. Now, Hendricks isn't signaling either. He's not saying go or come. But, yeah, once they ran their route, they're going, okay.
Now what?
Are you running? Do I got a block? And, again, things that you've got to learn as the season and careers continue to move on. But every play here, we've got a stoppage of the clock here. It seems like Sandy Creek's had the ball for 10 minutes, and the clock has moved 43 seconds.
Right.
5:08. Third and 25, though, at the mid and 40. Lone setback is Kinnaman, and he'll have to make a block. And this time they blitz it from the backside, and Cremosta finally got him at midfield. A loss on the play of 10, and Hendricks has not got up yet. It'll be fourth down and 34.
At least 10 times they've run that blitz tonight, and Cremosta every single time has run it with the same intensity. He finally got there.
Hendricks finally got up, trying to shake it off, and the coaches say, come on, let's go to the sideline. We're going to punt the ball anyway with 4:51 to go, and the clock will run once they get the spot made.
Well, Mitch Hendricks is a game young man. He's played very, very well tonight, Doug. He's led his team. It's been a physical game. He's done a lot of really, really good things.
Well, Blake Skolot comes in. I believe he is your backup quarterback. But it is fourth down and 34 at the mid in the 49-yard line with 4:50 to go. And Hendricks is standing over there on the sideline all by himself now. And Sandy Creek's lining up to go for it. With this late in the game, they're going to need all kinds of help here. The quarterback runs into his fullback, and down he goes. And that was disaster written over it. They were just going to run the ball with Anthony Grazner, and all he did was get knocked down. And Minden will take over at the Sandy Creek 48-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, and it looks like we've got a final over in Ravenna. North Platte, St. Patrick's 43. Ravenna 13.
And we are waiting on a final from Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hill. At last check, Blue Hill was up 20-14. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, followed by the Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard show. First down and 10, Minden. Just trying to run the clock out now, up 31-7. Still got their starters in there. Give it to Ryan Cremosta around the right side. He runs into the big man.
Yeah, I think for the most part, both teams here have still got their starters in.
I thought that was Akuda, but instead I believe it's Logan Searle on the tackle. And no gain, and Cremosta will come out of the ball game. 65 yards is all for Ryan tonight, but he did get 49 of those here in the second half. Checking in, Brendan Sitzel. Under 4 minutes to go now. Trying to let everybody know what the play is. Off the offset eye here, Rudd is the fullback. And your eye back now is R.J. Watson. And they're still trying to run it down, but it's a 24-point game, so that becomes a moot point now, Larry.
That's exactly right.
Toss sweep to the right side. R.J. Watson trying to turn the corner. He makes a man miss and gets a couple more that he should have up to the 47-yard line. A lot of hard running to get 3 yards, but they had him at least contact at the original line of scrimmage, and Minden has done a good job of getting yards after contact tonight.
Yeah, Minden's done a great job. Like I said earlier, their backs, they move their feet. They hit their full speed at the point of attack. They're hitting holes hard, really electric feet. That's what you want to see out of your back, running behind your pads.
3 minutes and counting, 31-7. Minden with the lead. They're going to go to 2-1. This time they hand it off to Jacob Choquette. Choquette gets a yard on the play.
Yeah, now they're just toss plays. Going to do some fullback dives. And, you know, I think Sandy Creek played pretty darn well tonight. I mean, they made some mistakes and struggled. But, Doug, they're playing several freshmen tonight. And you and I were down on the field before the game. And some of those freshmen, incredible bodies. I mean, looks like, you know, Coach Neinmeyer might have something coming here in the future.
Yeah, Sandy Creek has made their way up. They're not C2, they're C1. I think they've got some athletes, and they're a long way away from where they were just 5 years ago when they had Kearney Catholic on opening night a couple of times. Minden's going to punt the ball away here on fourth down. And the kick by Lemke is away. Sandy Creek will take it and drop it at the 11-yard line. And I believe they get back on top of the football. A 34-yard punt that time. And we have got some breaking news for you here. It is over in Blue Hill. And for the first time since 2006, Hastings St. Cecilia has lost a regular season football game. Blue Hill 28 and Hastings St. Cecilia 20 is the final score that we have reported.
That was one sleepy night in St. Paul, right? Was the last loss?
Yeah, 6-0 bad weather back in 2006. So St. Cecilia barely got away from Ravenna last week, and they can't get away from Blue Hill tonight. Congratulations to that community and Scott Porter and his kids. Sandy Creek now trying to find a way to pick up a few more yards. The handoff to Dalton Kinneman. They keep the backup quarterback Blake Scolot in the football game. And for Kinneman, he dances around to get back to the line of scrimmage and is met by five, six purple jerseys there.
Coach Porter has done a tremendous job. You know, when he got to Blue Hill, Blue Hill had gone through some tough times. Of course, he went on his state championship game run where they finally won one. But he can take an average group of kids and make them exceptional football players. He does a great job with that. He's built that program. Congratulations to them.
And he's a soft-spoken guy, but you don't always have to speak the words to show the leadership. What a great job tonight for them. Here's an inside handoff to Dawson Messinger. Messinger's got some room down the left sideline, 30 to the 32 before he is pushed out of bounds.
He's fast. Little Messinger, junior, 122 pounds, but he can pick him up and put him down.
So Dawson takes it from the 13 out to the, we'll call it 33, a 20-yard gain. A minute 10 is all that's left. This one has to be credited to, I think, Minden's defense. They've done a great job here in this football game. Their offense threw the ball for 160-plus yards in the first half, and they want to throw it here and over the head of Andrew Kuda from Blake Scolot. Andrew was open, but Blake just coming in as the backup there, the young sophomore, after Mitch Hendricks got sacked last time and was shaken up. No need to leave him in there. Pass incomplete.
You talk about Kuda's size, Doug. He's still in the game. Minden, of course, is subbed quite a bit. Sandy Creek subbed some, but Minden subbed everything. Kuda looks like a giant on the field right now.
As again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football here tonight. We'll be doing it again next Friday. And Scolot wants to throw again. Looking, throws it as far as he can, and it is deflected and knocked away by Chase Shelton going downfield for Dawson Messinger. And that'll bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, 49 seconds left here, and they're just throwing deep. Minden sub here, and Sandy Creek's trying to get another one on the board.
Giltner has pulled away now in the second half, 52-17 over Kennesaw. Franklin leading Wilcox Hildreth 52-30 in the fourth quarter. Medicine Valley leading Axtell in the fourth quarter. And on an option play here, Skolitz going to keep it. He gets to the 40 to the 41-yard line, going to be just short of the first down. May have time to run another play or two. And on the tackle, John Sharkey will give Skolitz a carry of 8 yards, fourth and two.
Yeah, a lot of speed in that game tonight with Kennesaw and Giltner on both sides of the ball. But Coach Ashby's got something special there the last several years. You know, when they had Nate Most, they got their heart broke by Howells. Then the next 2 years, they got their heart broke by Howells. And Howells in a different division now.
Ain't happening this year because they're in D1.
Yep.
Fourth down and two, 10 seconds to go. Hand it off up the middle. First down here for Sandy Creek, which will stop the clock and maybe they'll get one more play. Carrying the football is Matt Beck carrying the football that time. Got about five on the play.
And if you're Kennesaw, you ask yourself, what do I got to do, Coach Schnitzler says. I mean, they've got a great team 2 years in a row and ran into a buzzsaw with Elgin Pope John last year.
And that's going to wrap things up here at Minden as the The clock will run after they mark the sticks, and this football game is over. So Sandy Creek has played three tough football teams, and they're still looking for their first win. Minden, after dropping a heartbreaker in overtime at Grand Island Central Catholic, wins these last two games, and tonight it's 31-7. But now Paul Carlson has that ice down knee, and he's going to try and go through the handshake line, and he's getting helped out there. So that might be a little more serious than what it initially looked like, and that is a big, big loss because he is their leading defensive tackler and very good at the fullback position, three-year starter in Paul Carlson. So that'll be the story when they get ready for the gauntlet of their season. Every game is tough, but they've got Gothenburg, Kearney Catholic, and Adams Central coming up in the next 3 weeks. Minden 31 and Sandy Creek 7. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro, and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer, serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches. It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Doug Duda with you here from Cooper Field. Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, where we're ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports says, get your game on now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The final score tonight is Minden 31 and Sandy Creek 7, but the other big score tonight, Kennesaw is going to be defeated by Giltner. Giltner pulling away in the second half of that ball. All game leading at 52-17 at last check. But Blue Hill beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight 28-20. It's the first regular season loss for the Hawks since 2006. And we will effort head coach Scott Porter for our Friday night scoreboard show immediately following tonight's broadcast. We'll take a break. Be back with stats and more after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw and Edgar, W. Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hinrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Congratulations to the Sandy Creek girls on a great volleyball season, and go Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
A year ago, six-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
And 10 at the 11-yard line, 17 seconds to go. They've got the timeouts. Lovin looking one-on-one, slant pattern, complete to Watson, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. And that play right before the half gave Minden a 21-7 lead, and really it was the backbreaker of this football game. Even though Minden got the ball and had to punt it right away to start the third quarter, so did Sandy Creek, and they just never, Sandy Creek couldn't get any offense going in the second half of this football game. In fact, if my numbers add up correctly, 61 yards is all they were able to manage in the second half.
Yeah, which is just Sandy Creek never could get any traction going after that one brief spell they had there in the first half where they had it going. There was flow to their offense. They had one drive in the second half where they seemed to have a little bit of flow, and then it went away. And from there, they just were kind of searching the rest of the night. I agree with you. You mentioned it earlier towards the end. Credit this to Minden's defense. Minden's defense played awfully tough tonight and gave their offense a lot of opportunities.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had in our Ravenna Sanitation postgame, or excuse me, my Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the numbers here. For Sandy Creek, Dalton Kinneman, 7 carries, 8 yards. Matt Beck, 2 carries for 5 yards. Fullback Anthony Grazer led the team with 13 carries for 45 yards in the football game tonight. Dawson Messenger had 1 carry for 20 yards. Quarterback Mitch Hendricks, 8 carries, 5 yards. He was sacked once. The backup quarterback, Blake Scolin, had the 1 carry for 8 yards. And they did get the ball popped down and left it on the ground 4 different times tonight. Lost 15 yards. Put that under team yardage. 36 rushes, just 76 yards tonight. 15 of those going the wrong way. So just the running backs and quarterbacks did actually pick up 91, but lost 15 on those fumbles. As far as through it, he was pretty good. He was 3 of 5 in the first half for 60 yards and a touchdown. He was 2 of 3 in the second half for 40 yards. 5 of 8, no picks, one touchdown for 100 yards through the air, 76 on the ground, 176 yards of offense, 11 first downs for Sandy Creek. They punted the ball 5 times, and they were kind of all over the place. They're going to average about 28 yards per punt, 4 penalties for 30 yards, and the lone score was a 9-yard touchdown pass from Mitch Hendricks to Andrew Kuda with 5:47 to go in the second quarter that cut the score to 14-7. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets right after this. So the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Another two. Niccolo. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And normally
your linemen have to stay in that stance. It is going to be a fullback dive, and Quinn Rutt has it, and he breaks free. They try to strip it. Rutt gets into the secondary and goes in for the touchdown. Quinn Rutt or John Riggins, I couldn't tell. It's 26 yards. That was the third touchdown of the night for Quinn Rutt, and put the finishing touches on tonight's 31-7 Minden victory over Sandy Creek. And let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Minden Whippets. I had Ryan Cremosta for 18 carries, 65 yards. Cole Gibbons, 1 carry for 2 yards. R.J. Watson, 2 carries for 2 yards. Paul Carlson, 1 carry for 4 yards. Quinn Rutt, 9 carries, 48 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Jonas Lovin, 6 carries, 32 yards. Jacob Choquette, 1 carry, 1 yard. They also lost the ball a couple of times on pitch plays for negative 12 yards. So overall, 40 rushing plays tonight for 142 yards for Minden, which, you know, Larry, you look at that, that's about 3.5 yards per carry in a 31-7 game, and what they were doing, that's not spectacular. So Sandy Creek wasn't giving up big plays a lot. When they gave up big plays, they were through the air, as we'll take a look at here in a minute. Jonas Lovin was 9 of 13 in the first half with 2 touchdowns. Didn't have to put the ball in the second half. They wanted to keep the clock moving, 1 of 3. So for the game, 10 of 16, no picks, 2 touchdowns, exactly 200 yards through the air, 142 on the ground, 342 yards of offense, 15 first downs tonight for Minden, 4 penalties for 35 yards, punted the ball 3 times for an average of about 32 yards per punt. But Quinn Rutt, 3 touchdowns tonight, a 2-yard run, a 26-yard run, and he was able to haul in a 23-yard touchdown pass. The other touchdown was an 11-yard pass from Lovin to R.J. Watson, and a 35-yard field goal in between all that from Alexis Cyprian was the final scoring, or put it up to 31 points here tonight. 31-7 your score, and kind of, I guess, Larry, as we were talking about there, there was no big stellar things tonight except the passing game in the first half for Minden.
Right, and actually kind of when you gave the stats, you talked about 3.5 basically yards a carry there for Minden. In that scrum offense, if you will, that double wing offense where they're running powers and sweeps, that actually, Doug, is the exact goal, 3.5 yards in that offense. The only thing that can take you off the field is the band. In that situation, you know, and that's what they want to do. They did a good job throwing the ball when they needed to. I think they probably could have more had they wanted to. Did a great job running the ball tonight. They have to feel good about that.
Well, the final score tonight ends up being 31-7. Alliance beat Holdridge 28-7. Scotts Bluff over Hastings 28-7. Aurora down Sydney 41-8. Adams Central over Fairbury 35-0. O'Neill beat Central City 31-10. Kearney Catholic over Ogallala 50-9. Central Catholic shut out Milford 37-0. The upset of the night, the score of the night, Blue Hill 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 20. St. Cecilia's first regular season loss since 2006. Centura a winner over Superior tonight by a score of 36-10. And those are the games that I have for you right now. Brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Don't forget, we deliver the school. They deliver the pizza at Valentino's in Kearney. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Platte River Prep's Friday Night Scoreboard Show is coming your way next. Skip Berry, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, the entire crew back at the studio giving you all the scores, highlights, and wrap-ups from around the state of Nebraska. We also hope to catch up with a couple of the coaches, including Blue Hill Scott Porter, after their upset of Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you. We'll see you next Friday. Larry, though, big win for Minden, but maybe a big loss tonight. It sounds like Paul Carlson's injury might not be very good.
Yeah, no question. And really, any injury, in any way it could happen, is the worst. But the way that happened, he was just standing next to the pile, and bang, it happened. That's a big loss. When you're a three-year starter, you go both ways. You're the leading tackler. That's a big deal. But the Whippets have to feel good about how they played tonight and get ready to run a tough, tough run of games here.
Yeah, we will see them again in a couple of weeks when they head north for their only road game in this five-week stretch. They'll be taking on Kearney Catholic in 2 weeks. Next week they host Gothenburg, and for Sandy Creek they'll be home to take on Syracuse. Coming up next, it's the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Phil Hoyt, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Minden. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda from Cooper Field in Minden, where the final score was the Minden Whippets 31 and the Sandy Creek Cougars 7. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Athletes come in all